Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. The Columbus Blue Jackets are the hottest team in the NHL, winning 6 straight in 10 of their last 11. They'll look to continue that tonight when they host the Chicago Blackhawks at 7. Last game for the CBJ before the Olympic break, and a reunion tonight with former Blue Jackets captain Nick Foligno in the building and Jeff Rimmer on the TV call. Kirill Marchenko skated this morning. If he's feeling well, he will go tonight. Jet Greaves gets the start in net. Coverage here on The Fan begins at 6:30. The Cleveland Cavaliers made a major move yesterday, trading Darius Garland in a second-round pick to the Los Angeles Clippers for James Harden. Those two take on each other tonight out in L.A. Maybe we'll see the debut of Harden against his former team. The tip is at 10:30. Both Ohio State basketball teams in action tomorrow. The men in Maryland taking on the Terrapins at 8:30. The 9th-ranked Lady Bucks out west battling Washington at 9.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
All right, here we go. On a wild Wednesday, big show for you today. Rothman and Ice, Anthony Rothman, Matty Ice Hayes, and the Loose Cannon. Boys, how we feeling?
It's good, man. It's always good to be back in the building with you and our listeners. Shout out to whoever's listening, wherever you're listening. Shout out to everybody in the YouTube chat. We love you. Welcome back in. What's going on, man?
You good? Oh, we got Chef. Yes. Who knew that it was, I was very prophetic, I believe, it was going to be the year of the beard. We'll get to that. I should have known.
I see what you did there.
I should have known.
I see what you did.
We got Chef D, 12:30, bottom of the hour from Super Bowl 60. So we'll pick his brain on the game and everything surrounding Cleveland right now with Jim Schwartz. Can't wait to ask him about whether my read on that yesterday is correct as far as that thing leaning.
He gone.
That he gone. We will have Hockey and Hounds today on a game day with Zach.
Let's go.
And so that'll be at 2:30 as they come home to play the Blackhawks. And the Columbus Blue Jackets are the hottest team in hockey right now. This was a wake-up call that this team got from their GM. Don Waddell pushed a button on Dean Evason, and it changed everything. Now, I said when it happened that it was one of those things that these guys take a lot of pride. I think they believe that they were a playoff team. They were losing some games in the third period. They almost felt like they were a little bit unlucky, but that's not anything they would admit, that they just weren't making their own breaks. Yeah. And when you lose a lot of third period games, you start to get a little bit nervy when it comes to that. I don't know if they'd admit that or whether that's any science in that.
That's human nature.
Protecting leads.
Yeah, to get a little tight in situations
when
like
you've
that,
seen stuff
sure.
fail.
Yeah.
And when your coach gets fired, it is a wake-up call because it works both ways. For Elvis, it worked like there was a burden lifted off of him. Like all of a sudden, like I am now free to like be me again. Like I get to get a chance to show myself, and it's worked. And for other guys, it may be like, hey, I really like Dean and I take this as more of a shot at us than him. And we need to rescue this.
Yeah.
This is our team as much as it was his.
It's really cool to see both parties come together, right? You know, Rick comes in and has the press conference and he talks about how, you know, he wants to push the pace more and wants guys to be a little nastier and aggressive and all of that. What's got to come along with that is the guys respecting his vision and moving forward with that vision. And everybody is just bought in. And the results, I mean, how can you not love this if you're a Jacket fan? And you touched on Elvis. I mean, immediately after the Dean news came down, he had that moment with Jody after the game. And, you know, what's the difference in the vibe? And he talks about, hey, new coach, right? And this guy right now is getting an opportunity to be the absolute guy he probably believes he was always meant to be in this sport. And so Elvis right now racks up a shutty, his first shutout in, what, a couple years, I believe. And so his level of confidence right now has to be through the roof, along with his teammates. And we talk about it all the time. When you get really good goaltending, a lot of good results are going to have a chance to follow in this sport. And that's what's happening right now for the Jackets. So I love seeing what's in net, AR. What I thought's been really cool recently, too, is how good they've been on the PK. The kill's been good, man. They go, you know, their opponents over the last three games are 0 of 10 on the power play. And so the Jackets right now are kind of turning teams' water off there. And so just the execution on all the different areas of the ice right now is fun to watch. And I know those guys are loving what they're doing and, you know, maybe a little bit of unfortunate timing with the Olympic break. But you'll take these results all day and tomorrow.
That's it. You needed it. It's too hypothetical. I brought this up last week that maybe the worst thing that could happen to a team that has momentum is to stop the momentum.
Yeah.
That's why timeouts exist, because of momentum. Yeah. And this team's momentum will be halted. It will. Now, whether or not the rest does them right, but getting back into the conversation was paramount. That was it. Because there would be no Olympic break for them if they were out of it. Then where's the hope? When Don Waddell came on with us
last week,
yeah. I remember coming out of that conversation saying that he doesn't really have to sell hope anymore. Like, now they have it. Now it's how they build off of it. Now, Elvis last night was great. It's not like the Devils are a great scoring team, but he was great. And at times he was really locked in. If there was a bad turnover, he was ready. And I was glad to see him blank them. That's awesome. I mean, he's still an .888 goalie. He's still got to be better than that. But I think his mind is completely different. He's going to go play for Latvia now. And Z is going to go play for the USA. And here's Elvis last night on what the team has done better since Bones was appointed head coach.
Like I said, I think we are just playing differently. You know, we are cleaning our spaces. We're maybe doing less mistakes. We are staying maybe always three guys on defense. We defend. That's what the coach wants. He said that it's off the first day in this league. You can't win if you don't defend. And we're defending, and we're defending well. And then when we have our opportunities, chances to go like in a breakaway or something, we're doing it. And then we try to solve the problem there, you know, scored like Ollie did today. That, I think, was a huge one.
No doubt. It was a wild game because it was so tight. You didn't get the first, you know, I always track first goal score. Mm-hmm. And last night we had Heinen scored the first goal and it was waved off for goalie interference. And Heinen was like at 40-1. Like, no one would have really bet him to score the game's first goal. And then later on, Fabro gets it, mm-hmm. and Fabs wasn't even on my betting sheet. He wasn't even on it because I think nobody even knew whether he'd really be in the lineup for sure or not. But they almost got a shorty with Boone. I thought Elvis was good and very good at times. No one's going to apologize when you get help from the post. You got help from the post. I think the Devils rang two posts in the third back to back.
Take it.
You're never going to apologize for that. And the fact that Ali gets if you just look at the 2-0 backbreaker goal was Boone winning a puck battle on the boards, sliding it to, I think, Sillinger, who gets it to Ali, who makes a move. And then late, when the Devils empty their net and Ali gets slashed on his way and gets he would have gotten the empty netter anyway, but he gets credit for the second goal without even shooting the puck on net. And this is who they are. They're the hottest team right now. They've got to ride this. They're back in the conversation. I haven't checked their point projection yet today, but I'll give you the standings. They are literally now, and it's too bad that I think the Islanders won a game last night that I thought they were going to lose, but Columbus is now 4 points back of third place in the Metro, which would lock them into the playoffs. 4 points. And the key to that is they have two games in hand on the Islanders. They've played two less games. They're your 4 points, mm-hmm. if they could win both of those. So here we are. They're playing the Blackhawks. This will be a game. I mean, they just played them, and they're going to probably, I mean, it'd be hard not to ride this hot streak now going in. They've, ever since Bones took over, and he took over at that Calgary game, they are 9-1 since he took over. You remember the record I wanted them to have when he took over? What I was saying we needed to have?
7-3.
I was 8-3-1.
Yeah, okay.
I was 8-3-1. They're 9-1, and they get the Blackhawks tonight. So, I mean, 10-1 would be
incredible,
unbelievable. Incredible.
You know what's good too, AR, is last year we spent a lot of time talking about when they left Nationwide. It was a bit of a struggle. Mm-hmm. It was a struggle, and they've already matched. So look at the standings today. They're already at 14 road wins already. Last year they ended the season 14-23-4. So that's, they're turning a corner there, which is really, really good to see. And this is what you want as a Jacket fan right now, is to get to this portion of the calendar and feel the word that you're talking about. It's just the hope, right? And locking into these games, going over to that building on home games and just feeling like your team's going to have a chance to do something. And so, yeah, credit to just everybody again for locking in and saying, we know we're better than this. We know we can throw out a much better product, and that's absolutely what they're doing.
KJ was good last night. I thought he was certainly aware of things and playing the right way with the puck and making sure he was shielding the puck a little bit and keeping it in. He's been good, too. There have been some guys that have gotten a bump from this emotionally from the coaching change and a chance to kind of rewrite your own narrative this year. Mm-hmm. And so let's hope they ride it out. So they'll be dropping puck tonight at Nationwide against the Blackhawks, and that game is 7 o'clock. So probably a 7:07 drop, and then we'll have Z on at 2:30 today. We'll get into some football next. There's been a lot of talk since Todd Monken took over about whether they will build around a quarterback they have on the roster. There's one analyst that says that would be the wrong thing to do. You'll hear that next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We know everything about you. We know you love the Buckeyes. We know you love the Jackets. We know you're wearing a red shirt. I just freaked the hell out of someone. The Fan.
Looking to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Org. Things to know about T-Bone and Tybus. Bone hates the SEC. Tybus refuses to drink dark liquids, and they're both big fans of public shaming. Oh, they also host a radio show together weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Listen to it. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly sunny skies for us today, but chilly. Temperatures only getting into the mid-20s, and then for tonight, partly cloudy overnight with our lows down into the single digits. For Thursday, expect partly sunny skies, but daytime highs a little bit cooler as we only get into the 20s with light winds. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with a 10 weather impact forecast.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Finding the sweet spot between the over and the under. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
Shefty, bottom of the hour. Asked Maddie during the break, because we're going to air this soundbite with an analyst. And I said, which Hasselbeck is this? Matt or Tim? I'm assuming it was Tim because Tim's the guy in the media.
Yeah, he's working for ESPN. Yeah. I don't know what his brother is up to. Both these guys rocking bald heads, though, right? Bald head gang?
I think he's good. I really do. I think he comes off very measured. He's calm. He gives his opinion. He's not a guy that has to, you know, beat down the argument. Like, I think he just...
Because 80% of the people at ESPN do.
he's kind of been there, done that. It's not like he was the greatest quarterback in the world, but listen, he played on a lot of teams in the NFL, and
they're Boston guys, right? The Hasselbecks?
Yes,
Boston College for both of them, or one of them.
Timmy went to BC.
Went to BC. Okay.
You say both?
Both.
Okay.
So they're probably rooting for the Pack. Well, I don't know. His brother is a Seahawk legend.
Is he the younger brother? Is that your little brother? Tim?
Good looking kid.
Tim's younger.
Is he younger? Say. And his brother, I believe, is like a top 50 all-time Seahawk or something like that. I think he's in there, maybe Ring of Honor. He got that kind of honor, I believe. So he's got to be torn. A franchise that he played a long time for, and being a Boston kid, where you leaning this week?
I think they played for Tom Coughlin at BC before he went to the Giants.
Okay.
Well, he's going to be mad at me because when I go, which Hasselbeck is this? one's the media guy and one was the much more successful quarterback.
Matt was in the media. Matt was on, I know, but I guess the fact NFL Countdown.
TLC, the fact that I like melt them together is bad because
Which bald white guy is it? One guy was very successful.
You know, three-time Pro Bowler. The Maddie's right. He is in the Ring of Honor in Seattle.
Didn't Tim marry a model, though, so he's successful, too?
No, Tim married the girl from The View, I thought.
Oh.
Maybe she was a model at one time. I don't know.
She's famous, I'm sure.
It's a win.
All right, so let's get back to the original thought.
So this is going to be Tim.
This is going to be Tim, the one that's not as successful as a quarterback, but maybe a more successful media guy.
Okay.
All right. So we were talking about the Browns and Shadur and whether they have a future quarterback on the roster. I'll ask this first. What were the results of our poll that we put out a couple of weeks ago to Browns fan on whether the franchise future quarterback is currently on the roster? Do you remember?
No, but I'm looking for it. I was not ready on this.
Right? Like 60-40 or 70-30, no.
I'm pretty sure.
Like they don't believe that Shadur Sanders is going to be their quarterback for the next five to ten years.
I think it's understood.
The question was quite simply, is Shadur Sanders Cleveland's QB of the future?
And?
No, 76-24.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Tim agrees with us, or agrees with the poll, with the fans.
He agrees with the dog pound.
And that building around this specific quarterback would not be his strategy.
No, it's how I felt about him coming out of college. I think that I think there are things he does at the position extremely well that you need to be able to do well to play in the National Football League. I actually think you know that's the good side of it. I think the bad side of it for him, I just think physically there are limitations that he has as a player that don't know that anyone is building around that. Could he end up, you know, playing in the league for 10 years, you know, in some role as, you know, as a backup and then maybe get an opportunity to play? Sure, he could. But I don't think that anybody, listen, there isn't a single team of the 32 that would look at him right now and be like, yep, I want to build around that guy. I'm not saying that to be demeaning or mean. That is the reality of who he actually is as a player and how he is viewed, quite frankly, consensusly around the league.
Hard to argue. The good news is that Shadur is the kind of player that loves to hear that, and that could only motivate him more. I like the fact he plays with confidence. I like the fact that he believes he has to prove people wrong. I think that's an edge that athletes have over others. Not all pro athletes are built the same. Some can rely on talent, some rely on motivation, and some rely on all of it, and coaching. And he's got a lot of what it takes to make it, but what he's saying is, if I read him correctly, is that he's got a ceiling when it comes to building around him, meaning that he's a franchise quarterback that you would build around. I think if you went further into that conversation with him, I think, like he said, he could be successful. I think where you take it another level is, what does he need to make him successful? Not just a backup in the NFL. Like, what kind of team does he need? Right? Because if his height is the limitation, there's nothing we can do about that.
He's not short, though.
Yeah.
I think he's got 6'1", 6'2". Yeah. So I think that's...
I mean, with a helmet and cleats, he might be 6'3". Who knows?
I think you're good there. I mean, we've seen
longer cleats
guys, yeah, right, shorter than that have some success. And so there was a mixed bag there in that clip, right? He sees some of the vision with what he can do, and I think his arm talent is good enough. I think his decision making was in question this year and some of the things that we saw him do, but I think you could say that about a lot of rookies. When the game speeds up at that level and you're just seeing all these different exotic looks that maybe you haven't seen before, and you're just going against the best guys in the world, you're going to expect rookies to run into some brick walls. And we saw that from Shadur. I just think now, if you're Todd Monken and Andrew Berry, the question is whether you think those things are coachable, right? And can you coach that out of him? Because I think there's something there that you can work with. But I think maybe what Hasselbeck's getting at is he doesn't maybe see one elite trait from Shador. And I think when you look at some of the guys that we deem as the best, there's one thing you can look at and say, man, that can really keep him around the league and have him play at a high level for a long time because of his arm strength, because of his athleticism, because of his processing, whatever that may be. Those guys have it. Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, I mean, Josh Allen, all these guys just separate themselves because they have one or two things that not a lot of other guys have. And sometimes when you don't have that, you have to make up for so much more. And for Shador, can he do that? We shall see. I do think, though, no matter who you drop into Cleveland right now, the offense isn't good enough to support any quarterback at the moment. There's a couple bright spots there, but they got a long way to go. We were reacting yesterday to Todd Monken, and when he referenced the offensive side of the ball, he said, we got to build that thing from the ground up. And so I think the best way to support whoever's going to be playing quarterback is to make sure that up front, that guy's going to have time to do what he needs to do, because that was another part of it, too, that I think led to some of the dicey decision-making for Shador. Was the offensive line was just a mess. It really was in front of him. And when you are a quarterback that doesn't have the athletic ability to overcome that, that's only going to compound the mistakes, and I think that's what we saw from him.
Yeah, he's just tall enough to not have a real comp. Like, when Bryce Young was coming out, he was comped to Drew Brees. Because of the height and where he was picked. And it's funny because I don't really, like, Bryce Young weighed 200 pounds at the combine. And no quarterback in the last 20 years has weighed that little. I'm telling you. And then when he came into the league, it was like, okay, he's a bust. And now look, he's got a little bit of
There's some belief now.
It was more about his durability or lack thereof that people were worried about. Mm-hmm. When you weigh 200 pounds at the combine and nobody's ever weighed in less than 207 in the last 20 years, people get a little worried.
You know, but the other thing too, AR, if you and I are, you know, offensive play callers too, that can be probably a challenge as well, as far as like the tip passes at the line and, you know, having to move him out of the pocket a lot, and how traditional can you get, you know, because you want to have a guy be able to stay in that pocket and rip you. And Bryce Young has shown the ability to do that. And look what happened from year one to year two. I think the weaponry got a better around him. You bring around Tetteroa McMillan and some other guys, and you saw, okay, there's something there with Bryce Young. So it's got to be the maturation process for a quarterback, but also guys coming along with him that can help him out, because I don't view Bryce Young as an aircraft carrier, but I do think you can have success with him. And we saw that today, or this season, when you bring in Dave Canales as the head coach, as the offensive mind in this, and then you drop some young talent around him and you maybe cook it a little bit.
That's my example. Like, that's, if I'm a Browns fan, that's what I'm pointing to. If he can have a turnaround with the right talent around him and the right coaching, why can't Shador? Like, I honestly believe that. I'm not here to tell you that I would guarantee anything. I just know that when he came out of college, it was, all right, is it Travis Hunter or is it Shador Sanders? Like, who's making who look great? And it really was more Travis. Like, having him was like, okay, he's got a gifted guy. But then when you started watching Shador and you thought, okay, he can be pretty accurate.
Yeah.
He's got strength. Now, the poise, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, poise counts. Like, he's got to have that a little bit. And when you have a bad team and you feel like you got to do a lot on your own, it's kind of like looking at Sam Darnold with the Jets. Like, I'm seeing ghosts. Everybody said, okay, this guy doesn't have the mental makeup to make it in pro football. Well, guess what happened? Bounced around a little bit, got to the Vikes, got some good receivers, got a good defense, started playing good football. The confidence comes and the talent comes back to the top. And then since he failed against the Rams in the playoff game, the Vikes didn't want to invest in him. They thought he had a ceiling. Now he's with Seattle, another great team, great defense, good running game, great receiver. Where is he? He's playing the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that Shador Sanders is that guy, but I'm pointing out two things. Bryce Young and Sam Darnold reviewed as busts. They were. And now they're not. So I think we just have to kind of let this play out a little bit with Monken and see if they can't build a little bit around him. Hasselbeck was saying, I wouldn't do that. That's not my strategy. Nobody wants to build it.
He said that's a consensus around the league.
So
that was interesting.
I'm just waiting to see some development with the right personnel before I make a definitive opinion on whether this guy is. And Shador will not be a bust ever. Because of where he was drafted. He can never, he can't be a bust now.
Right. It's not
he
like.
He can only be a bust by name and by who his dad is.
But not draft status.
Not draft status.
Not draft status at all. Because the guys that you mentioned, Bryce Young was the 1-1 in the draft, or the 1, what was he, the 1-2 in the draft? And then Sam Darnold was a top 10 pick as well. And so those guys, that came along with them, right, is the expectation of, hey, you were drafted here, and then you should be doing this in a certain amount of time. With Shador, it's kind of like, hey, man, you're a fifth-round pick. You know, if we get anything good.
1-1 for Bryce is about as big of a spotlight as you could ever get.
Right.
You're 1-1 and you play the quarterback position.
And think about the pressure that followed AR because of what CJ was doing out of the gate in Houston, and how a lot of Carolina fans were a little tight and
got
saying,
the wrong guy.
We got the wrong guy.
Picked the smaller guy, the wrong guy.
Right.
And Darnold was
the 1-3.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the I mean, I don't know if anybody would ever view him as, like, the problem is he carries the Sanders name. So there's always that scrutiny and always that pressure.
For sure.
But from a draft status,
no.
It's house money.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to come back with Shefty in 2 minutes live from the Super Bowl, and he is at Super Bowl 60. But we really want to zero in on whether the Browns can save the Jim Schwartz saga. That's next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
You know who my dad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
VA benefits.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
NFL Playbook with ESPN's Adam Schefter.
Sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
All right, it's that time of the week. He's our guy. He is the senior NFL insider for ESPN, the one and only Adam Schefter from Super Bowl 60. My man, good to have you.
Anthony, it is great to be with you walking through the streets of downtown San Francisco looking for a coffee shop right now that I'm going to duck into.
Beautiful. Haven't been out there in a long time, but Union Square is fun, and it's a cool location to be. I want to bring you back first to Cleveland and get your opinion on this whole Jim Schwartz debacle. Like, obviously Cleveland knew they weren't giving him the job, but my mind thought that they were going to try to either convince whoever they hired to say, hey, the defense is set. We need Jim Schwartz. Adam, I was looking at this through the wrong eyes. I should have been looking at it through the eyes of Jim Schwartz. Is there any chance? Is there any chance? You and I talked about this last week, you, I, and Maddie, about that he's contractually obligated to be a coach of the Cleveland Browns. Do you know, is he asking to get out of that contract now?
I don't know the specifics, but here's what I would just say. Just talk about it from a human sense, common sense, human logic, common sense standpoint. Okay? Anybody who gets bypassed for a job that they want in any profession would not usually be all that enthralled about staying with that particular company. Can we agree on that, right? Of course. And I think Jim Schwartz is a pretty proud guy. He was a finalist, and he was passed up for another veteran assistant coach who doesn't have a proven track record as an NFL head coach. Now, if they were hiring John Harbaugh, maybe Jim Schwartz would say, oh, I understand that. But they hired Todd Monken, and Todd Monken's a great coach. He's a great coach. But I don't know that necessarily that that makes Jim Schwartz, you know, want to stay or do anything like that. So you have that going on, too. And so I just think that there's a whole host of issues there where, you know, it's like in football. If a guy doesn't want to play, he I don't care how many years he has left in his contract. When you think of the guys that have held out, they're not showing up. They get Carson Palmer. They're not going to play. And I kind of believe that's what Jim Schwartz is. Now, could they change his mind? Sure, they could. It's possible. I'm not counting on that. I think he's going to be leaving. That's what I think is going to happen. Now, again, I'm sure they're going to try to change his mind. And by the way, the new coach, Todd Monken, he doesn't know Jim Schwartz very well. So I just think there's a lot to work through to make me think that Jim Schwartz is going to be back and they're going to get that figured out. That's not what I'm expecting.
Shefty, right now, What's your understanding of like the behind the scenes with Shorts? Are there other teams currently courting him and trying to pull him away from Cleveland? Can they even communicate with him right now since he's under contract? Okay.
No, they're not. They're not allowed to communicate with him. He has a contract. That would be tampering. I think it'd be naive to think that, you know, a team that needs a defensive coordinator wouldn't mention to his agent, hey, keep us in mind on Jim Schwartz, or what's going to happen with Jim Schwartz. We'd be interested. Of course that could happen. I mean, that and I'm sure that has happened. But you're not allowed to talk to Jim Schwartz about your opening. He's under contract to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I'm with you. When I listened to the press conference with Monken yesterday, he definitely focused on bigger things for him and bigger picture. He didn't take the job because of Jim Schwartz. I'm not saying he was purposely distancing himself from him, but he definitely didn't want to lean into, well, we're nothing without him. So I agree with you. It's kind of leaning that way. All right. Well, that's interesting because I thought they'd have that wrapped up one way or the other before the press conference, and they didn't.
Yeah, no, they did not, and they don't have a reached out at all. And again, I'd be surprised if they get it worked out. Again, doesn't mean they won't try, but that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Super Bowl just a few days away. Let's lock in on Drake May and get a health update for him. Had an incredible season so far, Shefty, in year number two, but he's a little banged up, maybe even dealing with an illness. What's the latest on Drake May and your understanding of how ready to go he is?
Look, I think this time of year everybody's banged up, but I don't think it's going to prevent him from playing. I think, you know, like Sam Darnold had the oblique injury. He got it shot up with a pain-killing injection in each of the two playoff games. I don't know whether Drake May's shoulder injury, I'm going to guess, and it's a guess, probably an AC joint sprain, some kind of sprain in that shoulder when he landed on it. Probably could shoot up if he needs to. But my understanding is he's going to be out there, he's going to be starting, and we'll see how much it affects him. My guess is I don't think it'll be all that much.
Well, he played it off in the press conference for sure. He even gave kind of visual aid, rotating his shoulder a little bit, so that was cool. On the other side, we know Sam Darnold is playing with pain with that oblique. It hasn't seemed to hamper him. Same situation, or you feel like he's, I don't know, improved or regressed since the NFC title game?
Look, it hasn't been an issue for him, really. I think it might have been the first week more so. He didn't seem to throw a lot of passes downfield. Didn't impact him in the conference championship game. I don't anticipate with 3 weeks off that it'll be a factor for the Super Bowl.
Of all the new coaching hires, Shefty, and guys that are putting together their staffs around the league, which for you is the most intriguing, you know, moving forward? Is it Harbaugh and his new home? What's going on in Pittsburgh, Baltimore? Looking at some of these new faces in new places, what's most intriguing to you?
That's a good question. I'm going to move it forward here and say Quinn Kubiak in a way, partly because it's fresh and doesn't happen, partly because he's coaching in the Super Bowl Sunday, partly because the Raiders have been so bad, but partly because they have the number one pick. So now you're talking about a team that will have Quinn Kubiak, Fernando Mendoza, Ashton Jeanty, Brock Bowers, and $90 million of cap space. Like, all of a sudden, there's some elements there that you think, well, this is interesting now. The Raiders have been so bad for so long, but now they have some elements in place, and we'll see how that goes.
A lot of people believe that this Super Bowl is kind of easy to predict, that Seattle is a much more rounded team, more complete team, and that the Patriots are kind of been on borrowed time, even though they've won games. They were fortunate to get a Bo Nix-less team in Denver. What is your feeling on the Super Bowl?
I don't think we've seen the real Patriots throughout the playoffs. Not the real, but you know, the first week in the first playoff round, they went up against the Chargers, a great defense in freezing cold conditions. The next week, they went up against the Texans in the snow. The next week, they went up against the Broncos in the snow. They haven't played a game in normal weather since the regular season. And I think the offense is a bit more explosive than people think. The defense has been instrumental in them reaching the Super Bowl and winning the conference championship. And I just think that this team is better than people think, and I think people are sleeping on New England some.
Yesterday, Shetty, we were reacting to Greeny. He had a take on Get Up, I believe, and he was talking about the number one overall pick and maybe should the Raiders be considering moving off that pick if they get a certain amount of draft picks from someone else. Any of that chatter happening behind the scenes, or do you feel right now as we sit here in the early portion of February that the Raiders are locked in on Fernando Mendoza?
Well, I think they're locked in on him. They need a quarterback. He's the best quarterback in his draft. It'd be shocking if they didn't take him. I can't imagine they won't. And again, he'll be the next building block for that franchise. That's how it's going to come down, I expect.
Couple of future offseason quarterback type things that I was thinking about Kyler Murray and whether his time in Arizona is going to be over, whether the Vikings are going to certainly try to bring in a veteran to kind of shore up their quarterback situation. What do you think about those two things?
I think both will probably happen. I think that the Cardinals, my guess would be they move on from Kyler Murray. Obviously, they'll have to sit down, assess the market, see what they can get, see the cost. There's a lot of questions and issues they still have to work through. So there's obviously nothing final. But my sense, my read would be that they move on from him. I think that's been the feeling all along. And then the Vikings have to bring in another quarterback. It's just a question of who's the quarterback? Who's the right guy that can be good enough to hold down the fort if they need it, good enough to challenge J.J. McCarthy, but not being somebody that threatens and disrupts the chemistry in that quarterback room. So that's a delicate decision for a team that just fired its general manager on Friday.
Right.
But they promoted Rob Brzezinski, made him the interim GM. Rob's been around forever. He's incredibly well-respected within his organization, and I'm sure he's going to do the right job handling that particular situation.
How much of Sam Darnold and this fairy tale story that he's rewritten and getting to the Super Bowl affected that decision the Vikings made with their GM, do you think?
Well, I think it has to factor in. I don't think that if the Seahawks didn't reach the Super Bowl that anything would have been all that different. Like, the Vikings had two quarterbacks in their room last year with J.J. McCarthy. Both left. They made attempts to keep both, never came close to keeping both. But I just think that they need to keep one to help keep the season alive, help preserve everything. And that didn't happen. Both quarterbacks left. And obviously it impacted their season, which impacted the future of Kwesi Adepo-Mensah. And here we are.
Well done, my man. Grab that coffee. Feel good. Have a great week. Are you picking a winner?
Well, it seems like everybody's on Seattle. I don't like to follow the crowds. I'll say that.
Okay, we'll mark you down for the other side, and we'll either.
I don't have a strong conviction, but I'm gonna pick them for the time being. I guess.
Well, if they don't win, we won't ship you over to Alcatraz. You'll be
okay,
all right.
You got it, guys. That'd be awesome.
See you, pal. Have a good one.
Take care, guys.
You got it, Adam Schefter, San Fran, covering Super Bowl 60. He was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fangest Hotline. All right, last night, while we were watching hockey and everything else, the big NBA trade, and doing my best Sebastian Maniscalco, why would you do that? The Cavs deal it, an all-star for the beard. We'll discuss it next. Rothman Ice and the Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
Get ego.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Maybe it was a family vacation or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever.
Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
I take care of the kids, my dad, things at work, but I haven't made time to take care of what I need.
Millions of caregivers experience symptoms of anxiety and depression. Go to mentalhealthcareworks.org to learn how to get the support you deserve. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
How many different ways can you consume morning juice?
Let's see.
Live on YouTube, live on the Fans HD3 podcast on demand, and on 10 TV Plus.
And we'll send Bobby right to your house.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Like Yoda, Rothman will limp onto the golf course, talk about how stiff his back is,
wonder how he can even make it through a hole,
and then proceed to kick your ass. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
Didn't see this one coming. I don't know if anybody really did. I mean, the Cavs did start the year as favorites to win the East. You and I talked about that. This season has not been that. And they were feeling a lot of pressure because Donovan Mitchell is their best guy, and they really want to lean into that. And whether they were going to do something before the deadline's when? Thursday?
Thursday at 3. Okay. Yeah.
So he's got a contract extension that he may or may not sign in a couple summers from now. But if you didn't hear this, and I don't know if how you could not have, James Harden is going to the Cavs, and Darius Garland is going to the Clippers. It's an absolute stunner for me age-wise. This is one of those things that it's not like Harden's a bad player. He's a very good player.
Mm-hmm.
But you traded a 26-year-old two-time All-Star who has not been consistent. He's not been healthy a lot of times. And he went through that whole scrutiny of not playing hurt.
Well, was Stephen A. Yeah, that was calling him out.
You and I defended him on that. Maybe we were wrong to defend him. I don't know. But here we are. And so my question to you would be this. Does Spider Mitchell have enough juice to force this?
To force Harden coming to Cleveland?
Absolutely.
Oh, so you think that's what this was? You think Mitchell wanted Garland out?
I think he wanted Harden in. And I don't know how you get Garland out or how you get Harden in if you don't.
That's interesting. I was with you as far as Harden being attached to this team, because on LA side of things, that being the Clippers, it's not like they're playing bad right now. They're actually playing really well. So this sounds like this is maybe rooted in him being interested in getting a new deal, and we'll see if that happens in Cleveland. I understand what you're saying about the age with Garland. That gives the Clippers some more runway with him, and he is a really good player when he's right. But the availability, as you touched on, just hasn't been consistent enough. And when you are a front office and you're an owner and you're looking at this core of players that you spent a lot of money on, and you've actually watched this team in the playoffs kind of fizzle out in a bad way over the last couple of years, I can understand why they were ready to tweak this in some way. Like, coming into the season, there was chatter out there about, hey, would they move on from Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, one of these guys, to kind of, you know, lighten the mood just a little bit and hit reset on this whole thing. And so now here you are. You get one of the best bucket getters of all time, James Harden's top 10 in scoring in the history of the association. I like this fit next to Mitchell because it can get him off the ball just a little bit. And James Harden, while he's been known as a guy that likes to get his shots up, he's going to get his assist as well at a pretty high clip. So I'm excited to see what this is going to look like. They're still going to need, hopefully in time, a guy like Max Strus to come back to give them more size on the wing and all of those things.
He had a foot problem too.
Yeah, that's kind of lingered, and maybe I think he had a setback as well. But as far as the pressure that Harden and Mitchell are going to put on defenses night in and night out, that for me is something that I would be excited about if I were a Cavs fan. But what's always, to me, going to make this team, you know, scary and a real threat to win a championship is going to be Evan Mobley's ascent. Like, that's what this needs to be, is that guy turning into a dominant force night in and night out. One defensive player of the year last year, and now he'll have a guy coming in James Harden, and so will Jared Allen, that has really done a good job, that being Harden, of getting the bigs involved with the lobs and stuff. So those guys should eat pretty well now that he's coming to town. But it is going to be wild to see James Harden, the beard, in a Cleveland Cavaliers uniform. It's insane. Crazy. Not as odd as D-Wade. when he came to Cleveland on the back nine of his career, because Harden's got some good, you know, tread left on the tires. But yeah, I would be excited if I were a Cavs fan.
Yeah, I think whenever you get this kind of a player in your uniform, it can certainly be a cool thing. It's just not for a long enough time. And it's like the Harden for Garland trade, as far as the Cavs payroll is concerned, I guess wasn't really that complicated. They both make about 40 mil.
So the math was
massive. Yeah, exactly. Yep. So Cleveland could make the trade and it's not tricky. So that part probably we should have seen coming. But this would be really weird if Harden declines his option for next season and re-ups on a longer deal for lower money, then all of a sudden, then you've got something. Then I think, but the Cavs want to win now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're done. Like this is the headliner, but they probably aren't done.
No doubt. TLC's got some sound from Wendy, who's all over the NBA and still locked up there in Cleveland. Here he is on the trade.
I believe this was rooted mostly in money, especially future money. James Harden's contract is not fully guaranteed next year. The Clippers, right ahead of the deadline, were not willing to commit to doing that or giving him more money, whereas the Cavs, looking for an upgrade and someone that they could do a deal with, because as a second apron team, it's a very narrow pathway for them to upgrade their roster. They had a trading partner for Darius Garland and a Harden option, and that sort of all fell together. The one thing as we wake up today that I will point out, James Harden, in an interview with Ramona Shelburne last night, explaining what he said was an emotional decision to leave the Clippers, referenced that he wanted to help the Clippers in their rebuild. Now, this is a stunning statement. Is this him just trying to grease and explain his way out, or does he actually believe that the Clippers, who just went 17-4, are starting a rebuild? Because if they are, and this is what teams are going to be asking themselves today, could there be other Clippers on the move in the next 24 hours? Or is James just saying that to make it understandable and sell that he's walking away from his hometown team that has been red hot to chase more guaranteed money?
Kobe Altman's been wheeling and dealing, AR. You mentioned maybe some moves that could happen again before tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Prior to the Harden deal, they traded DeAndre Hunter, got him out of there. And he's been a solid piece in their rotation. And you bring in Keon Allison and Dennis Schroeder. So some new life, some new juice now added to that locker room up there. But the core of Donovan Mitchell, James Harden, and Evan Mobley, those are the guys that if they're going to be making a lot of noise in the playoffs, it's going to be because of those three.
The dream, and this may turn into a nightmare, but if you want to look at it as a dream, Harden stays, Mitchell's there, and LeBron comes back.
Ooh, okay.
To end it.
Uh-huh.
So now you have this aging, like old Olympic gold medal.
Chips all in. Like starting five of Spida, the Beard, LeBron, Evan, and Jared Allen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can rock with that.
Now all of a sudden, it's all in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they like to use that phrase a lot.
They do.
So maybe that's the dream of all dreams. I don't know. But it was a wild thing last night.
No doubt.
To see that happen. To trade a 26-year-old two-time All-Star for a 36-year-old guy.
Who's an all-timer, though.
He's
an all-timer.
And still can obviously be a facilitator that can make a lot happen. All right, we're going to come back top of the hour and get into hour number two. Is there one Ohio State opponent this upcoming season that would be viewed as a trap game? One guy thinks so. We'll tell you what that is next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We test marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan.
I'm Ultima Morgan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
45 years, the Library of Congress Veterans History Project has collected and preserved the experiences of America's heroes. From original letters to oral histories, these firsthand accounts bring history to life, one voice at a time. With over 120,000 stories collected, each reveals the courage, sacrifice, and service of our veterans. But many remain untold. Help our nation reach 125,000. Share a story. Ensure a legacy. Visit loc.gov/vets today.
Thank you.
What does it mean to give 100%? It means giving everything you've got, every single day. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. So no matter what you give, we give 100% for life-saving research victories, 100% to making new discoveries that lead to innovative treatments, 100% to groundbreaking cancer research that could one day save someone you love. We know cancer research is working. Over the last 30 years, an estimated 4.5 million lives have been saved thanks to game-changing research breakthroughs. But there is more work to do. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. We will always give 100% to accelerate victory over cancer.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Donate today at V.org.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. The Columbus Blue Jackets playing their final game before the Olympic break tonight, hosting the Chicago Blackhawks at 7. The CBJ are hot. They've won 6 straight. Kirill Marchenko skated this morning and could return to the lineup after missing last night's game with an illness. Jet Greaves gets the start in net. Coverage here on The Fan beginning at 6:30. The Cleveland Cavaliers and Los Angeles Clippers made a big trade yesterday. The Cavs sending Darius Garland and a second-round pick to L.A. for James Harden. Harden could make his team debut against his former team tonight in L.A. Tip is set for 10:30. Both Ohio State basketball teams in action tomorrow night. The men in Maryland taking on the Terrapins at 8:30. The ninth-ranked Lady Bucks out west battling Washington at 9. This one brought to you by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Mark Levy's office at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or online sleepbettercolumbus.com.
Perfect afternoon parlay. This is Rothman and Ice.
Hour number two. Ins and outs this hour. Hit you with a Buckeye Bulletin. We went over their schedule a lot when that came out. And you know what everybody says about that schedule, man.
What do they say, AR?
Look out for everybody but Ohio State. It's almost like they're going to have 5 losses. Like, it's amazing.
TLC wasn't ready. You put it on a T.
I know I did. We've done a couple on a T for him today, but he's on group chats and things that's going on. Mm-hmm. That's all right. You can't.
I'm listening to other shows trying to collect in and out material.
Okay.
I couldn't find the evidence that Bo Bishop suggested our Jeff Ruby's first date. I was trying to find the evidence. As far as we are concerned now, that's just hearsay.
Okay. Well, there's 2 of his compatriots are here today.
Yeah.
One's in this closet here next to me. I'm sure he'll remember where it was.
I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah, he's housing a nice sub right now with a chocolate chip cookie on deck.
Yeah, I would just...
Ryan Baker, can you let us know? Was it ever said on the air that Jeff... I swear to God, I was listening to Bishop and Friends yesterday.
Okay.
And I swear that research said... He made a reference that at some point in time that Bo was responding to a Hey Guys message and suggested for a first date, Jeff Ruby's. But I wanted there to be evidence, and I can't find it.
Okay. I don't think it's outrageous thing.
Well, save that for next
segment. Yeah, we're doing segment. Next segment.
Okay. You're burning my material here.
Sorry. I didn't know that's what he was working on.
Don't pull it.
Remember
the other day.
I thought he was playing a video game on his phone or something.
Like the other day when I thought I knocked out a whole segment by putting the Justin Jefferson, Sam Darnold, J.J. McCarthy thing and tell the truth, and you guys just burned it at 2:30. I'm like, well, there goes my segment.
All right.
My bad, dog.
All right, so here's the one, and I don't know if this is a trap game, but by the way, we're going to need you in this segment.
You can't
just bail out the entire deal.
Yeah, lock in.
And there's one game on their schedule that could be looked at as, well, not really can't, because it's after a bye week. So I don't, now I guess you could look at that both ways. There's only one bye week this year. That stinks. Maybe a lot of people think it's awesome.
Who's the stink for AR specifically?
Mostly us. But the fact that they play USC on the road after the Indiana game, but there's a bye. So now I'm not in the camp of that's a trap game. You're going to have 2 weeks to either, I guess if they beat Indiana and knock off the defending champs and get revenge from the Big Ten title game and do it in Bloomington, that'll be big, and they'll have to come down from that and then go out of town and play USC.
The USC game on Halloween?
It is.
Okay. Okay.
So I feel
Halloween
like...
Halloween in L.A.?
Yeah.
I'm here for that.
So who dropped the lookout for USC?
So we got to... Before I overstep, TLC, do you have sound for this?
I do not, okay. But I'm collecting tweets as we speak.
Okay, so I have a little bit of...
Tweet collector.
Working on the fly over there, this guy.
Collecting tweets.
Twitter.
So there was a little back and forth between two former Buckeyes, one being Bryson Shaw and one being Steel Chambers. And so Steel Chambers responded to a tweet from Bryson Shaw, and he let him know that he believes a big 8-4 season is coming up next year. Fight on, baby. That was Steel Chambers to Bryson Shaw. Bryson Shaw comes back, quote tweets that tweet from Steel, and says this: I guarantee you they beat Ohio State October 31st at home, by the way. Crawford, Jide, Lucas Shelby and company, and so on, will have a field day with that front. You probably don't even know who they are because you guys live in a bubble. I would research them. Hashtag fight on. Hashtag USC trophy.
I love it. I love that he dropped that. And I'm looking at their schedule.
Tell the truth. Is it true?
I think every fan base kind of lives in their own bubble, don't they?
Well, that's true. 100%.
I don't know if we live in our own bubble. When the schedule came out, it was like, look out.
No, I guess as far as like, oh, there's another drop. But I think like what you consume as your, like in your individual
it's
life.
Gauntlet.
There we go. 3 minutes late, but you got it. But you
the
got
Trojans
it.
Only leave Los Angeles once until mid-October.
Okay.
It's a trip to the other side of the country to face Rutgers. So if they're good, they'll win that. But then they get Oregon and Washington. They go to the Coliseum, and then Ohio State's on the slate, but that's in L.A. too. So there's no break from late September until the weekend before Thanksgiving. So there is with a week off in mid-October, but game after game after game, like it's Oregon, Washington, at Penn State, at Wisconsin, Ohio State, at Indiana. That's a gauntlet for them. So Steele may be right on target with this.
It's a gauntlet.
With the four losses?
I like their quarterback at Jordan Mayhew.
I mean,
like,
you kicked Notre Dame to the curb, so
they really
that's
did.
Good for them.
They really did. Here's what I want to touch on, though, is what Bryson Shaw brought up in the tweet.
Touch him up good.
Was that Barkley?
Yeah, that's right.
Touch him up good. No. There's a little blood in the water right now for people that are around the sport of college football that are looking at Ohio State. What I mean by that is one specific unit. They feel like Ohio State's been exposed a little bit based off of what Indiana and Miami did, because that's what he's talking about. He said they're going to have a field day with that front. And so if you're an offensive lineman, I don't know if they care about what Bryson Shaw has to say. I don't know. But he can't be the only one that feels that way. That while, yes, you know, there may be a little that, hey, Ohio State's got all the shiny toys and all of that, where it counts the most, that's where you can make life difficult for them. And so him listing off guys he believes are going to be good players for them on that defensive line, there's probably other programs like Michigan and like Indiana and like Texas that looked at that game and said, well, wait a minute. Like, okay, like, we got respect for who those guys are, but this isn't just some, hey, just because it's Ohio State, they're automatically going to come in here or we're going to go in their building and lose or whatever that may be. So I thought that was interesting, is that maybe there's some people out there, you know, seeing that you can get after them right now. That could be a weakness. Not that those guys couldn't get better in the offseason and put out a better product, but that's just a little bit of the MO that Ohio State has at the moment.
I think two things can be true. I think that USC could lose four games and they could also upset Ohio State. I think those things can be true. I think they can be. Because if USC has it where it counts, and Mayhew's back, right?
He should be, yeah.
So he's back. They got a couple dudes in the wide receiver portal. And now they've got, and you could correct me because I don't track this as much as other guys, but doesn't USC have the top recruiting class in the country as far as the
I believe rankings? That is correct.
Yeah, so
I believe that is correct.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of energy around their program, and maybe that's why they're talking big. Mm-hmm. And I think your point of the blood in the water based on Ohio State losing their last two ball games of the year, I think that there's something there on that. As far, and it's like you said, it's not that they lost, it's how they lost. Yeah. And the Trojans roster is as deep as they've had in a long time. But that schedule is going to test them, as I mentioned, not in this order. Indiana, Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon, that is going to test them.
The other
and
thing
the geography of it, though, is big, because Lincoln always complained about that, and a lot of guys do.
Mick Cronin was just crying about that, too.
That's right, and I'm not saying that they should be doing that publicly, but it doesn't make it wrong. Like, I think factually they're correct. I wouldn't want to be a West Coast team coming over here and playing noon games.
Which is 9 a.m. body clock games for them.
I mean, if you're going to make us travel, at least give us the 3:30.
Yeah, but like we've heard how the programs have made adjustments to doing that and flying out a day earlier and doing all those things. And in Mick Cronin's case, like you didn't fly.
Class.
You didn't. you do online.
That's right.
You know? But they didn't fly back. They stayed out on the East Coast. So there are things that you can do. I don't really like hearing too much of that, even though the body clock is a little bit different. The one thing that's always going to be a question for me when it comes to Lincoln Riley and his team is where they're going to be at on defense, right? Like, my Evans dude, as you mentioned, that the offense has always been a box you can check with Lincoln Riley for the most part. His time at Oklahoma, what he's done at USC with Caleb Williams and all the other quarterbacks he's coached, they got that figured out. But when you're Ohio State and you're playing a team like USC, you're kind of licking your chops, too, to get after that defense. And we saw that over the years, that's something you can take advantage of. And so until they make that leap consistently on defense, I wonder how high USC's ceiling can be as a program as far as them maybe finding themselves in a Final Four, maybe even in a Natty.
So it's the perfect thing that you just said about them being a complete team. And the example I would give you is this. When I was driving over to Bloomington and called into you guys when they were playing UCLA, I think you asked me what is the biggest thing that has surprised me most about Indiana football. And it's been, and I said to you in there, I go, they've never had a defense. Like, they've had dudes, they've been able to put up 35, but they lose 42-35. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the biggest thing he was able to do, was match the offense with the defense. And that's what won them the Natty in a lot of ways. And look how they had to seal it up with defense. And the only thing I'll tell you about USC's schedule, you talked about their travel. So they'll have a bye week. What helps them is they'll have, when they go to play Penn State in early October, they'll be able to fly all the way back and then come all the way back to Madison
because of the bye.
Because they have a bye week. And then they'll fly back and they'll host Ohio State on Halloween. All right, so that may be the team to look out for. And the reason I think they could still be in the trap category, I think Steele's right, is they could rack up some early, they could lose to Oregon. Mm-hmm. They could lose at Penn State. And then people will kind of be like, oh, are they that good? And then they could bite you if they have enough. We'll come back with ins and outs. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We used to have a billboard with our host's face on it, but only ugly people work here now.
You mama say you ugly. Hey!
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Welcome to Tire Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bose sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gouty gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly sunny skies for us today, but chilly. Temperatures only getting into the mid-20s. And then for tonight, partly cloudy overnight with our lows down into the single digits. For Thursday, expect partly sunny skies, but daytime highs a little bit cooler as we only get into the 20s with light winds. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 weather impact forecast.
Catch the latest from the world of Ohio State athletics. Weeknights at 6 on The Buckeye Show. New special guests in everything Scarlet and Gray, The Fan. Rothman and Ice present In or Out.
Just a little of the old In and Out.
All right, TLC, take over. You've been collecting tweets. The tweet collector.
I know.
the bone collector.
And I still can't find the evidence, so...
Oh, man. You didn't talk to Bake?
I talked to Bake. I heard Reese say yesterday, and our station historian Snagglepuss tweeted and said it did happen.
Okay.
So I don't have the audio to prove it. So if Bo Bishop says I didn't say that, I kind of can't counter him. But word on the street is that in a Hey Guys segment at some point in history, a listener asked, hey, what would be a good idea for a first date? I'm thinking about asking a girl out. Where should I take her?
Okay.
Bo Bishop suggested Jeff Ruby Steakhouse. Are you in or out on going that expensive on a first date?
Me personally, no. No, but...
Say what you said earlier. Ridiculous.
It's a bit ridiculous. Like, I love Uncle Bo, but he's living in a different class. There are levels to this, and I can understand why his mind would be wired that way, because Bo is, he's well off. He's living well. And so Jeff Ruby's, for him, that's like, you know, a quick little stop by, a quick little meal for him. That's nothing for him.
If you go to Jeff Ruby's,
where do you go
on a first date, you might be sitting next to Ted Ginn signing a contract with the Aviators, apparently.
And also, I don't want to say you can only go down, but that standard is really high right out of the gate. When you set the tone with Jeff Ruby's there, I like to kind of gradually work my way up through the restaurant world.
So you need a Ball State restaurant.
Correct. I need a ramp up. Jeff Ruby's, really nice establishment. Yeah. I have been there. It is really good.
Wow, hold on.
But first,
dong it up.
Okay, that's fair. I'll take that. But first, out of the gate, AR? A little spicy for me.
All right, so I think he's certainly on to something if he followed it up with, everybody gets a feeling, right? If it's a first date feeling that...
She's the one or he's the one?
Just that there's something there. Or I'm with you on, you don't want to feel like you have to impress. I think you'd rather go the other way. Only because, like you say, you're setting yourself up for a standard of excellence that may be tough to commit to.
Yeah.
And then everything else will pale in comparison to the first date. Or the other thing is, you also don't want to portray yourself as somebody you're not either.
There you go.
On the first date.
Okay.
And if you're not that guy, then why be that guy? Because it'll only come out in the wash, man. And it's only going to sooner than later. Because you're not going to be doing that every Saturday night. Going to the where you're dropping...
At least
two bills or more.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe more.
Yeah.
I also believe that there's a fine line on a first date to being too serious. Ooh. And that's why there's there's coffee, there's something
so
that...
Are you saying dinner is too serious for a first date?
No, I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that most people lean towards casual because, and maybe I'm just talking for myself, I took Jamie to a place that actually still existed for the longest time, and I always thought it was a sign. I would always tell her, like, it's a sign. Our relationship is here to stay. That restaurant's still there.
Strong.
That's a franchise place. That should have been gone 15 years ago. It was on the border at Easton.
Oh, I've been there.
And it was always there. Yeah. It was that freestanding Mexican restaurant on the wrong side now of East. You know, everything moves around popularity-wise.
Yeah.
Like, that is still there. It's like it shares a Target parking lot. Like, I felt like, and I think just recently, in the last year, it may have finally waved the white flag.
Okay.
It may have finally. But it lasted for decades. And I'm like, everything's changed at East except that.
And
I kept pointing out, like, see?
Yeah.
That's a rock.
I like that.
That was my first draft pick, and he's still in the league. You know what I mean? Like, so I do think the casual, leaning casual, fun, not serious.
So what
it's
you're
not
saying
only
is
about the food.
Save your coins is what you're
it's
saying.
It's not really about
That's
the food. Unless, and he's right in this regard, is that you never, he didn't say this, I'm saying this. You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Mm.
And if that is important to you, to not go ultra casual, because then that other person's thinking, well, how much effort did this really take? You didn't even have to make a reservation.
Well, how about this? I'll give you a third angle.
We had to wait 15 minutes for a table.
I'll give you a third angle.
Yeah.
Do you want to risk that level of investment on a first date where you don't know which direction it's going to go? Because you may spend, as you said, $200 if you go with the full meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the date doesn't go well, you're going to wake up the next morning being like, I wish I had $200 back in my bank account because it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the... I think the money... See, here's the thing.
That is an investment.
If it works out, though, then it was money very well spent. And if it doesn't work out...
Yeah, but that's one date, though.
You go down like, hey, that... You're like, I'm... I played big. I swung for the fences on game one. And if it didn't work, I'll never get accused of going cheap or making it a throwaway date. So I think he's right in his instincts. I think his instincts were right.
It should never be about, though,
the food,
what you're doing. It should be about the person that you're with. Mm. And if you're with somebody that only cares about being at a certain status and doing that for them to like you, then you got the wrong person.
Then but guys, they go overboard the other way, though, to prove a point that I don't want anybody to think I have money or will get money or anything. Like, they almost play it the other way. And I think that's not being realistic.
Here's what we need. Uncle Bo, Eric Reeser, Ryan Baker, the wonderful gentleman of Bishop and Friends. I need an explanation on tomorrow morning's show.
Oh, they'll respond.
From Bo. And then we'll get that audio, and I want to hear why he thinks Jeff Ruby would be the place to go for a first date.
We
need to circle back. I need to hear from him.
I don't like to do eating on the first date, period, because I think, like, you're putting yourself in a position, like, speaking of, you never get a second chance to make first impressions. Like, if you're, like, it depends, like, what you're eating, too. Like, if you're eating, like, a burrito, and it's, like, falling out and just unraveling in your hands.
Oh, no, that's a party foul. You don't do a burrito.
We're not doing Chipotle for a first date.
Again, though.
We'll get Chipotle later.
I agree with you on the surface of that, but again,
something stuck in your teeth.
Be genuine. Yeah, it can only be worse if you're trying to be somebody you're not. I'm with you on the surface. You don't want to be in that awkward position where you're eating with your hands. Like, I think they're, but, and because everyone feels awkward. She'll feel awkward. You'll feel awkward.
You can't do a pasta, though. I don't think you want to do a pasta.
That's another one where you're slurping up a nice pasta. That's, really? You don't need that.
I would think pasta is mostly safe.
No.
Really?
Not
that I've done it.
It's going to splatter on you.
That's dicey. Mama Hayes is tapped in.
What'd she say?
Our first date was a diner, and we've been married for 37 years. So, look, they did a little diner.
So, we're talking like pancakes or what?
I don't know.
And for the same amount of those, which is a great story.
Love you, Mom.
The same amount of those. There might be the best part would be to ask Bo where he went on his first date.
Let's get that
because
answer.
I think that's actually more apples to apples than suggesting someone now when if he's been married for umpteen years, because that's his mindset. But I think it'd be nice to know.
Here's the other thing, because TLC brought up like the food item that
think
you don't want to be eating.
You'll be classy.
Okay, I'm here for
the lady will have the linguine and white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice. I come here for the strudel. It's great.
Don't know the movie.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
Somebody out there got it.
What was it?
We'll let it breathe.
Let it marinate a little bit. Okay, let us know, Chad.
YouTubers, let us know. Yeah.
But whether you're on a date or not, if you see someone with something in their teeth, or something in their nose,
say it.
Or something from their eye, hanging from their eye, or whatever it is.
Bat in a cave.
Let them know. Yeah. I don't like the people that look at you, and then you go to the bathroom, and you see that you got some boogers hanging out of your nose, or something in your teeth, and they didn't say anything. Let a brother know.
You know what? Mm. I just had this experience within the past week, where I was in a setting where I wanted to tell one of my friends, like, hey man, go grab a tissue in the bathroom real quick. Yeah. But I was sitting on the opposite side of a table, so I would have gotten the attention of the entire table and perhaps other tables around us if I had said something.
Got a text.
So I
send a text.
Got
a
text. Oh, him. I didn't even think of that.
Got to text him. Like, hey, bro.
If he's a phone guy.
Yeah, hey, bro, go take
like
care
some
of that.
People
if he's a phone guy.
You know what I mean? You're out to dinner.
Yes, he owns a cell phone.
I get what AR's saying.
You know what I mean? If it's not on the table, if it's like...
If he's not a Doom scroller like you all the time.
Yeah, some people put their phone away when they're actually with human beings.
There's another thing. I like that because I don't think that happens enough, AR. You're going on a date with your significant other, or if you're just with your friends, be in the moment. Be where your feet are.
Well, it's probably the one sign that you can't escape from. If you're with somebody and you're on your phone.
Unless it's business related.
Business.
If it's business related, you get an out. But if this is just, hey, we're having
an emergency.
And you're on
the
gram.
I forgot to update my lineup.
Well, I may have done that a couple
times. Yeah.
I know. Let's put the phones away for
in 7 minutes.
I think if the phone's on the table, it's fine if it's face down. If it's face up and you got notifications blaring every 2 seconds and you're like eyeing it.
Right.
If it's face down, it's whatever.
Yeah, because I can understand if it's uncomfortable, you don't want it in your pants, but I feel like putting it out on the table is okay. I've never heard about the face down thing.
I'm a D&D type of guy, though. Like, if I'm out, you know, we're having 100%. A dinner, like, my phone's on D&D. Like, you know, that's just, I'm trying to respect everybody's D&D. Time. Do not disturb.
Okay.
It's a great, great thing to have on your phone.
I was a little slow, but I got it.
You're playing D&D? Sure yet.
Dungeons and Dragons?
All right, so your buddies getting together for some D&D?
Leave that up to the stranger.
By the
things,
way,
kids.
I just looked this up.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to look up the menu, first of all, at Ruby's and see what you're really in for. But I first looked for Texas-based on-the-border Mexican grill and cantina.
Yeah.
Has closed its doors. It's only Columbus restaurant.
Pour one
part
out.
Of the wave of reported closings nationwide.
Pour one out.
Two dumpsters sat outside the restaurant just west of Easton Town Center. Okay. A sign on the door said, the closing is permanent.
So they didn't
the Columbus location has been removed from the chain's website. And Anthony Rothman's first date with Jamie is now officially complete.
Yep.
It's come full circle. Still but man, though. What a run.
Still kicking, though.
What a, yeah, still kicking. And Jamie. What a run.
Yep.
Like, that's a long run. For that place to last till 25.
Good business, yeah.
It's too bad, man. Yep. I should have taken it over if I would have known. Try to save save the clock
TLC,
tower.
That's a bit of a gong. Like, talking about saving a restaurant.
I didn't say I could have done it, but I'm just saying.
The fact that I even considered that.
All right.
Fire the gong. That was a flex.
Got my boy Georgie involved. I'll invest a little bit.
Another restaurant
the endless
owner.
Chips.
Fire the gong again.
Another restaurant tour.
Another restaurant owner. It's boy. Keep going, AR.
How about this?
Nothing left.
Oh. An 8-ounce Japanese ribeye. How much you think?
Oh, a ribeye? That thing's massive.
8 ounce?
8 ounce.
Oh, I don't know.
Wagyu beef Japanese
ribeye. Oh, it's okay. Wagyu. You're at least
the
80
big
bucks.
Swagyu.
80? At least. That's the floor.
Double it.
Yeah, 160.
Okay, well, for two. It's for two.
8 ounces. I'm housing that. I'm probably like, I'm still hungry.
Sorry for the inconvenience. This ribeye's for one. We'll come back in 2 minutes. And Shador, what is the tease on this again, TLC, now that you got me all distracted?
He did an interview where I thought that he was more vulnerable than ever before.
All right, we'll hear that next. Rothman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Air Home Appraisal, after we put away our African art and family photos.
Has this happened to you because of race or national origin? Contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. A message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The perfect ratio of sports talk, dogs, pro wrestling, and gambling advice.
It's science.
You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
All right, back at it. All right, let's attack this. We talked about Shador. And I think there's some mild excitement around him. It's the team that's dragging this thing down. And I truly believe that. I believe that... What do you got?
No, it's just okay. It's just the team. I mean, it's just the Browns. They're just dragging everybody down.
There was a line. Oh, what movie was this? Or what show was this? Oh, I was watching last night. It was, I'm into stupid movies. Not all the time. But I watched the remake
There's a drop for you from the Movie King. I'm into stupid movies. Not all the time.
Yeah. But I watched the remake of The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson.
Which was a fake relationship, right? Was that to help sell the movie?
It might have been. Okay. I don't remember if it was totally fake.
About to say, way to get on the glory years, Liam.
So I... Hey, well, this is a nice departure. We've seen guys, we've seen intense guys. We've seen Jason Statham do comedy.
We said he missed his window.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, he's done some.
No, he's saying with Pamela.
Oh, all right.
He said way to get it on the glory.
Okay. Well, how old is he?
He's got to be 70.
60, yeah, I mean,
65.
What do you want him to do? Go to the school of Belichick? I mean, maybe he's just a normal guy. So
a very particular set of skills.
Exactly.
73.
All right. So anyway, so I'm watching this movie, and I'm not even going to finish it because it really was even stupider than I thought. And I know it's kind of built that way.
Yeah.
But they always have the double entendre. They have the different meanings of different things. You know, the old, you know, Shirley, you can't be serious. I am serious and don't call me Shirley. You know, it has a lot of that from the original. And so he says, or she says to him, wow, he was such a saint.
Okay.
And he goes, well, more of a Bronco. And, you know, and starts going, he goes, you know, or maybe a Packer, as long as it's not the Browns. Like he says this in the movie.
As long as it's not the Browns.
And so I'm thinking with Shadur, you guys tell me, if this team had a little more around him, a little more excitement, I don't think we'd be looking at Shadur the same way we're looking at him now. Can he lift them up? Can he carry them? Because that's what he's being strapped with now, I think, at this point in time. Is he good enough for them to be good without really being good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I, what playmakers, we take Fannin off the board.
He's your second tight end.
What playmakers do you really love? You know?
Yeah.
Like that, to your point, I agree with what you're saying, and that's a lot to ask. Now, look, we got free agency to go, we got a draft to go, and all of that stuff. So that may look different for him. But I do think he is a guy right now, and heck, that quarterback room is a guy right now, no matter who it is, that it's going to be a grind. It's probably going to be a grind. And then you're talking about a new system coming into the building as well. And so that's never great. You have a rookie in year one that had one offensive system that he was playing in, and now Todd Monken's going to come in with a whole new system that he's got to learn. You would love for him to just ease back into year two with knowing all the plays and having chemistry with his teammates with the same playbook.
Okay, I see that point for sure. I looked at it a little differently. I think this is going to be good for him. I think getting Monken, getting his hands on the situation and feeling like they got a little, like more of a big picture plan for the team now. I think they had to kind of force some wins through with Stefanski. It felt like it was kind of hanging on. And I never thought they had a big picture mentality. Now, maybe there is a little bit of a reset. And now maybe they can, he's got the experience of playing. He's made mistakes. You're right. He's got to learn something new. But I almost feel like this could be a refresher for him and the team. Now, he was on with, Shadur was on with Kay Adams up in Adams' show, and you set this up for us.
Yeah, so this is, I think, for all of the, I guess, pomp and circumstance around Shadur Sanders, this is probably one of the most level-headed answers, the most genuine answers that he could give, and there's a little twinge of arrogance for a brief second, but I think he actually follows it up and is pretty clear and honest in a way that I think a lot of people get behind, and here it is.
Has your confidence level changed at all throughout your rookie year? Are you the same sky high confident guy? More or less? Have you had any?
I'm always the same. I think when you don't play, when you're just trying to just figure it out, then I think that's when I think something can brew a little bit. But then whenever you're getting back to feeling like normal, like whenever I feel like me, everything works out. So it's kind of like mastering how to get to that place all the time. You have flashes. That's the most thing I appreciate about this year is I proved to myself I'm able to dominate the league. But to do it on a consistent basis, that's what the goal is. But for me in this past season, that's what proved to myself that, okay, you, like, no matter what happened, no matter anything that transpired, you are able to go out there and compete, and you are able, like, you got to speak life within yourself. A lot of situations, a lot of this would have killed a lot of people, you know, like it definitely would have killed a lot of people. So you just got to view things a little different, you know, and what worked for you last year when it come to mentally and when it comes to understanding things, it's not going to work this year because it's a different set of circumstances. Like, I can't use the same recipe of success that I used in Colorado now because the dynamic and the situation, everything's different. So that's when you got to reach out to resources. That's when you got to peel back and understand, okay, this is the task at hand. This is what I got to do. And how can I get advice on how to do it?
I think the eyebrows probably shot up when he said, yes. I know that I can dominate. Yeah. Or he said, I proved that I can dominate. And then, so that's like, whoa. And then he followed it up with, but the goal is to do that consistently. So
I liked everything about it except that.
I loved it all.
But he walks a tightrope between being arrogant and confident.
I loved it all. You know why? Because at the back end, he humbled himself. And I don't think he needed to be humble. I appreciate who he is already out of the gate. And I think every athlete has a certain level of arrogance to them, whether they display it publicly or not. But what he mentioned too early on was the flashes too, that he can go back to and build his confidence and knowing that, okay, I wasn't consistent, but I wasn't a complete dud all the way through in everything that I did. And I think that's where you should find encouragement if you're Todd Monk and if you are part of the Browns fan base that does like Shador. But him himself, you just heard him say that going back and watching some of the things that I did. I know that I can do this. I just got to iron out the wrinkles. And if he does do that, then you saw some of the stuff that happened in the Raiders game. You saw what he did against Tennessee. Then you might have your guy.
Yeah, and like I said in the beginning, I feel like maybe he's probably getting too much scrutiny based on who he is and what he is supposed to be. And maybe it is just words or semantics, but I feel like I don't want that. I want the ego to help him, not hurt him. And sometimes I thought he was too confident on when he got off platform. Like, I don't think he has that zip. He has the accuracy. And I'm glad that, like you said, maybe he came back at the end of that. And maybe he just chose a word that came to his mind in that conversation.
Because earlier he said flashes. Yeah, and then he turned it into dominance.
Yeah, I know I can dominate the league. What I would say, and just questioning it, is nobody dominates. Nobody dominates. And that's what he's got to know. This is pro football. These are the best of the best of the best every week, 7 days apart. I will never dominate this league, but I've proven to myself I can compete in this league.
But you got to have that belief, though.
I'm all about the belief
in yourself. And so him saying that, it doesn't bother me. I know you don't like that from guys.
Well, maybe I'm having PTSD from when Johnny meant I'm going to wreck this league. Like, maybe I've got that.
Well, that was prior to him even doing anything in the NFL. Like, Johnny was in the draft room saying, hurry up and draft me and doing all those things. But he can have that level of confidence to me. You guys are saying arrogance. But I love what he said at the end, because no matter how, whatever word we want to use, it sounds like he is going into this offseason realizing, I need to reach out to people that can help me become a better player. And that, to me, is what it's all about.
And I think that getting a new coach is going to help that. How it works, if it's not successful, how he reacts to it is going to be important. But that's why I'm excited for him, that he gets a new set of eyes, a new brain, a new different looks. Last year was about, I think last year for him, unfortunately, was about, I have to come in this league and be great right away. I think it put too much pressure on him.
Hopped on a moving train.
Yeah, I think this actually resets it a little bit for him.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, we're going to come back with a Buckeye Bulletin and Ryan Day again about using the portal. And is he using it where he needs it? That's next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
I don't give a damn about the Browns.
Whatever you're doing right now,
just know that Bo Bishop is enjoying a sip of bourbon.
Even if this promo is playing in the morning.
No judgment.
Ah, sweet morning drinking.
The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Those who qualify.
Diebler's Buckeyes hit the road for a Big Ten battle with Maryland.
Live fan coverage starts Thursday night at 7:30.
Every game, every season.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Ohio's sports destination.
It's almost football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football. The Fan.
Rothman and Ice present.
Buckeye.
Inside Bulletin.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Buy four windows and get four free plus an extra 10% off from windownation.com.
All right, Buckeye Bulletin time. You know what we need to find out is after the Buckeyes' latest loss, where are they for March Madness? Because I've kind of been in on them getting in.
You had the percentages for us the last few days. I think
it was like 65 and then it went to
45? No, 55. I think it went down to 55.
56 and change, yeah, maybe.
When AK was in here on Monday, I think it was 55.
All right, so let me get it for you now. You know, it actually ticked up a little bit.
Okay, where are we?
They're at 57.5%.
Moving on up.
On making it.
Moving on up.
We'll see. All right, so that's that. You guys can jump in on that.
The sky.
They're still a favorite to make it.
You're welcome.
They need what you've
been... We're having sing-alongs, Rothman.
Yeah, I know.
No, listen, I'm happy you guys went so old school. I was just
letting
you guys...
We thought that would warm your heart.
It did. I was just, you know, my... I was distracted doing the show over here.
Doing your job, huh?
So they're minus 135 to make it.
Okay.
A little better than even money to not make it.
We've been talking about it. There's some opportunities right on,
big time.
On the schedule coming their way.
And, Michigan this Sunday.
And that was the one, right? You went over there and you were competitive with them in that game. They kind of
6-point lead in the second half. Looked like it was going to be their day. Tilly banks in a three and then they just can't get to the offensive. They can't get to the free throw line. They can't handle the big boy.
There you go, right? And so you mentioned it. It's in your crib on Sunday, 1 o'clock tip, little matinee action. Should be a nice crowd for that. One of the best teams in the country coming in. And not only is it that game, you still got Virginia. Where is that? I know it's neutral site. Where exactly is that game? Do you know the Virginia game, TLC? Can you find that out? But that's another one. And then it's Sparty. And then it's Purdue. So they have some meat left on. Mm-hmm. This bone, but they now lost two of their last three, and so it's just all about, for me, like, can a guy like Chapman still maintain some of the things that he's doing offensively? Will the depth start to develop? And also, one thing too I wanted to bring up the other day when we talked about the game is Bruce, for me right now, AR, he's not getting enough shots up, and I know he's got a responsibility of setting the table and being the lead guard and all that, but you look at the last three games, 11 attempts against Michigan, 6 attempts against Penn State, and then 11 again against Wisconsin. I think he needs to be more aggressive.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's a tough team to be aggressive against, and I'll tell you why. Because they've got bigs, and they got bigs that can shoot and they can block you. I was watching that game pretty closely, and Mobley's trying to create for himself like he does, and he gets blocked on a step back by a big for Wisconsin. So some of it is matchup related. And the other bad news about that game, and I think Jake spoke about it on Monday, was that they got to defend better without fouling. Like,
yeah.
Mobes picked up his third at the 14-minute mark, had to leave the game.
Yeah, that's tough.
Royal got his third, I thought, on a horrible call when he stole the ball. And then, I'll tell you, when Bruce got in the paint and he could have cut it to 6, and he didn't, and then you get a shot clock violation on Bynum, and he could have cut it to 6, and Thornton and Mobley, I'd have to go look at their shots, but they had no field goals in the first 9 minutes of the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two of your best guys.
It's not what they
went small, and when they go small, they can't get on the glass.
Yeah,
and when they can't get, and that's why I think Wisconsin was such kryptonite for them. And guess who Michigan's only losses to this year? Wisconsin. And so they're
Wisconsin.
A weird, freaky team, and I actually was surprised. The worst thing about that game for me is that the Badgers dropped 92 on them. That's not usually their identity. They maximize the shot clock. They maximize possession.
Yeah.
But they've got bigs who can shoot, and they got on fire. And Ohio State got behind the eight ball.
And you mentioned the fouling, AR. They were elite from the free throw line. I mean, 19 of 21 as a team from the stripe, that being Wisconsin. But, yeah, for me, I just think Bruce Thornton this time of year – like, you got to unload the clip, big dog. It's because we know it's in there. I don't like him leaving games with less than 15 to 20 field goal attempts. He and Mobley, those are the guys, right? If things are going to happen more times than not, it's because of them. And so just let's hit the gas pedal a little bit more on the offensive end for me.
He likes to get to the mid-range. And the mid-range, he's deadly. But the mid-range against the Badgers is a give and take. Because you're shooting over people. And
that's true, but you still gotta impose your will too, yep. And get them, force them to maybe foul too, and you know, don't be passive with, and I'm not saying he is, but mm-hmm. hopefully that's not the mentality, because he's too good of a player to me to not be getting enough shots yeah. up in a game.
The one game this is, they should beat Maryland. They really should. I know it's on the road, but they should. The one thing they can't afford to do, and I don't think they will, is look past them to Michigan. Because everyone knows that this game, they need a signature need win.
Yeah.
And if they, I mean, Maryland gets cracked by a lot of teams, but that's one of those that if you...
They should win that game.
They should.
They're 1-9 in the conference.
I know. That's
right
what
now,
I'm saying.
Maryland.
They should.
They got to handle business.
But don't overlook a road game in the conference.
Because of the big one on
Michigan.
Sunday. TLC, yeah. Did you find where the Virginia game will be played?
That game is being billed as the Nashville Hoop Showdown, so I'm willing to guess it's in Tennessee.
Okay.
Nashville. Out in Bridgestone Arena. I would say, I just looked this up.
Yeah.
Maryland played the Cavs to an 8-point game. They scored 53 in the second half against Virginia.
Okay.
So every now and then they show up.
They can heat up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ohio State football, they did grab a offensive tackle. A former, what were you going to say?
Oh, the Dartmouth kid?
Yeah, the Dartmouth kid.
Vashon, is that his first name?
Sounds good to me. Washington is his last name. He's committed to Ohio State. 6'5", 290 pounds. Has offensive guard and tackle experience, has allowed only one sack over 700 career snaps.
Damn.
Welcome to the Big Ten now.
I'm about That's to right. say.
You respect that, but there's a level up coming for sure.
Hell will freeze over before a Dartmouth kid starts at Ohio State.
Well, they got a lot of starters coming back.
True.
Yeah, I don't know if that I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. I think
that.
You could have said years ago that, you know,
what's the tail of tape on this guy? You got that?
6'5", 290.
Thanks for listening, Matty.
Thanks for listening, Ice.
Let's see.
What
would be a drop to play
just,
when that guy...
He just had
a...
Huh. Listen, it's...
And
by the way,
looking this at what Ice is looking at. But, Kavathier, which means that we are just about
this
out
is
of
the,
time.
I'm going to give you a lot of credit.
That's what Ice has over there.
I think this is the beauty of this.
That's bad.
I think...
Toggle bell.
Yeah. Oh, here. This is even better. This is perfect.
Please tell me you know who that is.
Charlie Brown's teacher,
okay,
right?
All right.
Yeah.
No, I think when you're having a lot of fun and he's been distracting us, I think there's an out.
That's my
for
bad.
Sure. No. It's fine.
Do you want to listen to some music? We can do that. We can do...
What do you got over there now?
Oh, no, I had it turned off.
I don't agree with his, just because you started at Dartmouth, you couldn't start here.
I'm with you. Oh, yeah. This is good. Right? Good vibe for it. Good. Yeah, I like it.
Sherman Helmsley. What a legend. What an absolute legend.
Oh, my gosh.
Since this segment's gone to the dogs anyway.
Lionel.
Let's just have sing-alongs.
Hey, I'm with you. Yeah. They're identifying a talent, right? Obviously, they've done that, bringing him in here. And it's not a room to where all those guys that are in that room right now are, hey, for sure, you're no doubt our guy right now after what we saw. And so there's some competition you add to the room, and I like that. I like it.
I mean, there have been a lot of small college studs that have gone on to great careers in the NFL.
Like Logan George. Boing.
Man, his Notre Dame fandom and him dunking on Ohio State comes through. Why you taking shots at Logan George, man?
I'm just saying that, you know, hey, they got a kid from Dartmouth.
No, you didn't just say that. You said that
hell would freeze over
if a kid from Dartmouth could start at Ohio State.
I still hold on to that.
All right, well, I mean, there's a lot of proof.
Unless somebody took a massive recruiting discount for the sake of going to the Ivy Leagues.
Okay.
If that was the case, then I might stand corrected on that. But if all he was ever going to be was an Ivy League player, then no.
Here's what we know. He's a smart guy.
He's a smart guy.
We do know that.
And he probably has a great future ahead of him in something, academically.
Speaking of college football.
Or the Aviators.
More predictions.
Put him in the penalty box.
Okay.
Go in the penalty box for a few minutes.
Double minor. He's going to be bleeding in a minute. We come back. More CFP predictions and maybe an unlikely or likely Heisman winner, depending on where you live and how you look at it. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place.
Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, what's up?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Are you driving high right now? You might be, because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver, more careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. We've got breaking news in the NBA. The Dallas Mavericks are trading 10-time All-Star Anthony Davis to the Washington Wizards in an 8-player, 5-pick trade. The trade sees two former Buckeyes involved as D'Angelo Russell heads to the Wizards. Malachi Branham goes to Dallas. The Columbus Blue Jackets are the hottest team in the NHL, winning 6 straight. They play their final game before the break tonight, hosting the Chicago Blackhawks at 7. Kirill Marchenko skated this morning and could return to the lineup after missing last night's game with an illness. Jet Greaves gets the start in net. Coverage on the Fan begins at 6:30. The Cleveland Cavaliers out in LA to take on the Clippers at 10:30. This one's sponsored by High Bank Distillery Co. Locally inspired dishes and award-winning cocktails. Visit highbankco.com to make your reservation today. Dine, drink, distill at High Bank.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and Ice feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for A Deeper Dive.
Sponsored by Low T Center. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Hour number 3, glad you are with us. Hockey and Hounds with Z coming up at 2:30. Fresh off his nap. And the Jackets on the biggest heater right now going into the Olympic break. Let's get one more tonight. And go 10-1 with the bonus bump.
Let's go.
And be the scariest team that anybody wants to face coming out of the break. That would be it.
Okay.
Be the team nobody wants to play again.
Talk that talk, AR.
And juggle this goaltending thing to perfection. He's done that. Jets back in net tonight because of the back-to-back. Okay. And so I'm just off the must win now. Like that's freedom up. They're in the conversation. They know they can't hand anything away, but you know, when they made the change, it was okay, very unlikely they're making the playoffs. Like, and it's still a real uphill climb with all the team, but they're right there now in the Metro. So I'll give you the percentage on whether they'll make it or not. You can still get plus money on the Jackets to make the playoffs.
Plus.
So that puts them plus 125. That's about 45%. So just a little bit under a coin flip on the Jackets making it.
I like that.
I actually like that bet now.
Yeah, that makes me feel pretty good.
It'd be a nice.
I like the value.
To grab it now.
No doubt.
At plus 125.
You think if they stay there before we get to this college football stuff, you think that the Big Don will make a couple moves?
Yeah. This turns you into a buyer.
Yeah.
There's a trade freeze now, you know, with the Olympics coming up.
Right.
I feel like.
Coming out of that. Like, got to go a little bit, don't you?
A little bit. Lean into it a little bit.
Yeah.
We asked him the other day, and it's all scenario based. And he even said to us, because there were 4 games left. Now there's 1 before the break. And I said, you've got 4 going into the break and 5 coming out of the break before the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, listen, if we lose these 4 going into the break, it changes everything. And clearly they haven't.
Okay.
And so, no, I think his entire Olympic break is going to be about what do we do.
How do we get better?
Yeah.
How do we get better?
And so he's leaning into it. He's got the right guy at the switches now, and everyone's riding that wave. So we'll see if they can go into the break on a good note. But we'll have Z at 2:30. We'll talk a lot about the Olympics,
yeah,
you know, and him representing the country and getting to go to Italy and then be on the bench with Torts again and all that good stuff. Yeah. All of his boys from Michigan, Larkin, all those guys that he's playing with. And the fact that this isn't just a Canada and everybody else.
No, we're winning it.
Well,
we're winning it.
I don't want to guarantee that Canada is so winning deep.
It. Put the shirt.
I'll tell you this. If our goaltending is as good as what it should be, mm-hmm. we've got a very good chance.
I'm saying it. We're winning it.
All right,
that's how much confidence. I won't tell Z that because I'm sure he probably would not like hearing that from me. But sitting here right now, we're coming back with the goal. Coming back with the goal.
You want me to give you their odds?
Yeah, I would love that. Actually.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell Z that you've already printed their shirts.
So the USA to win the gold is plus 175, which puts it at about 35%.
Where's Canada?
30s. Canada is at plus 110.
Okay.
So a little over, a little plus money on that. That puts them about 50%.
We got something for them.
All right. I think we got a lot of more for you, Mr. T. Exactly. All right, so let's get into the college football predictions. The one that jumped out at you this morning, tell the folks.
So over at The Athletic, they surveyed 28 of their college football writers just right around the country, and they did some early predictions as far as who they believe will win the Heisman Trophy, the Natty, conference championships, championship, there's only one of those. And some other topics as well. So what would you be interested in, sir? Do you want to start with, let's say, name three teams that missed the playoff in 2025 that will make it in 2026? Do you want to start with the Heisman?
I want to start with the Heisman.
Okay. So they would you like to guess who they think?
I have not seen what you've seen.
So hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
The three of them? Top three, top five?
You can guess whoever you think the winner is. In their minds.
I want to say Arch Manning, but I can't go back to the well on that just yet. I think he's got. I think the writers would be like, I didn't see enough to go all in on that. I don't want to, because I bet a lot of them predicted he'd win it last year, and so maybe they're a little spooked by that.
Yeah.
I think his boy is up there.
CJ Carr?
I think CJ Carr. Because I want to lean quarterback in this.
Okay.
And then I would say, so I'll go CJ Carr, Arch Manning, Julian Sain.
They, over at The Athletic, have Jeremiah Smith as the winner.
So non-quarterback?
There were
The winner?
The winner for the Heisman Trophy. 11 votes for Jeremiah Smith. You were on it with some other guys, though. Right after that is Arch Manning. He got 4 of the votes. CJ Carr got 3. Julian Sain, Dante Moore, Trinidad Chambliss, and Jaden Mayava for USC all got 2. And then Sam Levitt, he got 1 vote. Malachi Toney rounds out the field with 1 vote. Miami's wide receiver. And for the folks that don't know, Sam Levitt now is the quarterback at LSU from Arizona State. Mm. So Jeremiah getting 11 of the, 11 of the 28 votes. They think he is going to win the Heisman this year.
How does he win it over his own quarterback?
It's always something I have a hard time figuring out, especially now that Julian showcased who he is as an individual talent. And this isn't like the Mac Jones, Devonta Smith vibe, where it felt like Devonta was the aircraft carrier in that. I think there's a healthy balance between what Julian and Jeremiah can bring to the field. And I think they can both be dominant in their own rights. Yeah. But that's a pretty significant gap, even between Jeremiah and Arch, that 11-4.
I like it. And actually, I wish his value was a little better, Jeremiah's, because I do like him this year with no Carnell Tate and the fact that they may be force-feeding him even more. Not that they need the other guys, but there's not this 1-1A going into the season like it felt last year. Now, he wound up blowing Carnell Tate away, the injury late in the year and all that. But they were similar in touchdowns. But catches and yards, he kind of started to blow them away. Where Carnell Tate won me over in the first half of the year were two things. One, his average yards on his touchdown catches.
Big plays.
Were big.
Yeah.
And the way he caught them were the circus catches and all that. I thought, so he was on the highlight reel, not just for scoring, but the way he was scoring. But now with now that you take a 90 catch receiver in Jeremiah Smith and you give him his talent, and you're elevating and you lose Porter and lose Graham and you're elevating Ennis, like that gap now,
mm-hmm.
But like, if Jeremiah Smith catches 100 footballs this year, then he's got a really good chance.
And look, there's a world too to where Chris Henry is as good as advertised, right? Where we're looking at, you know, what Ryan Williams was able to do year one in Alabama. Now his career's gone the other way, which is crazy. Just all the drops, but we just watched Malachi Toney be a true freshman and play at a very high level for Miami. So those guys that seem to be cut from a different cloth, maybe that is Chris Henry, and maybe he immediately is going to stamp himself as a legit number two in this system. We shall see, but those guys are going to have to prove it. So there's no doubt a little gray area there. They did the AR, who will win the Big Ten. And of the kind of elite contenders in their mind.
Ooh.
You want to guess, TLC? Have you seen this?
Rothman, how much confidence do you have in the Hoosiers?
I don't know about Josh Hoover. He's a talented guy.
He's good.
Their roster had a lot of turnover this year. I mean, they are technically the team to beat. I'm not denying that. But
I think it'd be a coin flip whether they chose Ohio State or Indiana.
Okay. I think you're probably right. In a coin flip, they've got Omar Cooper Jr., D'Angelo Pons.
They lost a lot.
Carter Smith's back.
I like the addition.
They were losing a lot.
They did.
I will just pick on the other side. It's such a coin flip to me. I'll pick the other side of whatever you pick just because.
All right, I'll take Ohio State.
In that case, I think they chose Indiana.
Or Oregon.
With 13 votes. Quack, quack.
Yeah.
What?
Oregon Ducks.
That's why I'm glad I said it before he said it, because you and I were too locked in on last year's Big Ten title game.
Oregon 13 votes, Ohio State 9, Indiana 5, USC 1.
I mean, the game's here. That helps.
Maybe Ohio State's schedule is too stiff, I guess.
The gauntlet.
They got that big ramp up here. Don't forget.
Oregon's gonna
Moore coming back
with a good roster.
Massive.
It's gonna be a good roster too.
He has two new coordinators now out there.
Yeah, both were head coaches.
Yeah, so
that's
a
gauntlet.
That's gonna change things. I think they should be a little better defensively, though. I think that's like Maddie's talking about USC earlier. Like, I think if Oregon ramps up a little defensively, and I think they should be a little better. I think that's where people may be surprised. Mm-hmm. That Oregon may show some things.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm surprised that they would be picked. I mean, I definitely assumed that they would be up there. But
a lot of guys that came back on defense.
Mm-hmm. That's the
thing.
Well,
there you go.
Combined with Dante.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's more comfort there.
Yep.
All right. What do you got on tap for the old pre-snapper?
We were kind of talking about it earlier throughout the past couple of weeks, that Bill Belichick not making the Hall of Fame. And then we kind of thought, you know, maybe there were some theories out there that Robert Kraft didn't want to share the spotlight with Bill Belichick. But now Robert Kraft isn't going to get in the Hall of Fame either. And so now we have to actually get in. But honest to goodness, and we've kind of floated this idea, are they going to hold it against Tom Brady and not put him in the Hall of Fame with all the scandals that he did get punished for?
It's another level of evidence. We'll talk about it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
A lot of hosts have been on our airways in the past 30 years. Some good, some bad, some really bad. Anyway, sorry for that. The Fan.
The biggest football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
The keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
America's hunters and target shooters, along with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, have invested more than $46 billion to help state fish and wildlife agencies manage and protect wildlife and wild lands across America. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
For the past 100 years,
Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
It's Super Bowl 60. And since we're the official radio home of the Super Bowl, we can say the word Super Bowl and not big game. So we're going to say Super Bowl a lot. Seahawks and Patriots in the Super Bowl. Coverage starts Sunday at 4 on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly sunny skies for us today, but chilly. Temperatures only getting into the mid-20s, and then for tonight, partly cloudy overnight with our lows down into the single digits. For Thursday, expect partly sunny skies, but daytime highs a little bit cooler as we only get into the 20s with light winds. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Catch T-Bone and Tybus weekday mornings from 6 to 9. If you're not completely satisfied, we'll rewind time and erase your brain. For real, The Fan.
Rockman and Ice present
Pre-Snap Reads.
Sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy today at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP.
All right, Bet365 time.
Let's get into it, big dog, because at Bet365, they're taking care of their new customers in a great, great way, because all they're going to have to do is bet $5. After that, they're getting $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So after that, go ahead and turn that $200 into something bigger and better. When you bet on money lines, totals, player props, spreads, and a whole bunch of other goodies, watch out for those daily boost and super boost as well. Good stuff, especially Super Bowl week, man. Mm-hmm. Been looking at a lot of the stuff, a lot of the specials they have cooked up. Yeah, watch out for those Super Bowl specials. If you're into that, man, they got a lot of options for you guys on deck.
All right, so last night paid off.
Okay, love to hear it.
I was, you know, I've been really dicey on hockey lately just because it's, but if there was one thing I said yesterday that I felt was going to happen with Marchenko out, is that Fantilli was due to put the puck on the net. And he did wind up getting those two shots on goal. And so did Z. So, and they got exactly two shots on goal each. So that paid off. And Jackets covered the puck line as well. So for those people that cashed in on that, congratulations. I don't think I'm going to do it to them tonight. I'm going to stay away.
The Rothman and Ice curse? I'm trying to stay away from that?
It'd be very easy to ride the wave.
What's the word on Marchie?
I don't know. He was ill out yesterday.
Yeah, sick yesterday. Maybe he even stayed back. I don't know. But yeah.
Keep him away from the squad.
Exactly.
And I think certainly his availability tonight. I think he skated this morning He looked good.
Okay.
So I would say if he feels good after he looked good,
maybe out there,
then you make that call. I mean, if you want to ride the wave, you want to ride this heater, and you want to lay the goal and a half, you're getting plus 170. Mm. They are the hottest team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing it myself just because I want to stay away and not put any weird vibe out there.
Yeah.
Because the second I probably attach to it, although I did win last night, so I shouldn't be so tough on myself there. I'm going to go to the NBA, and with all the talk about the Cavs and the trade and all this, they play the Clippers tonight, right?
Yeah, and I don't know if Harden is going to play. I think I'd be surprised if he does play tonight.
I think Mitchell's going to want to put on a little bit of a show. They're on the road, right?
We're in L.A.
So give me...
calling for Josh.
Give me... yeah, I felt bad for him in that press conference.
Yeah, it was tough. It was secondhand embarrassment at its finest for me.
All right, give me Spider Mitchell 30 or more and Kawhi 30 or more.
Okay. I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but we're in L.A.
One of the best rivalries that's brewing in the NBA right now is the Oklahoma City Thunder and the San Antonio Spurs. Victor Wembanyama, Chet Holmgren, those guys do not like each other at all. Very, very good young cores, as we know. The Thunder are the champs. Those teams getting after it tonight down there in Texas. I like the money line value for the Spurs right now at plus 105. So I'm going to do that. So between that, the Jackets game tonight, watching them continue their heater, the Cavs and the Clippers, but this game, it's going to be a good sports night for me. So yeah, I'll go Spurs AR plus 105 to take down the Thunder tonight. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 plus only, must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply, in app only.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
You guys know I love going up to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the Gold Jacket Thursdays. The Hall of Fame's been taking a beating over this. Like, not, and they shouldn't really. I mean, maybe it's their, maybe it's the process.
The voters.
But it's the voters that are taking the beating on this. Not but they're in turn representing the Pro Football Hall of Fame, so you can understand why.
Yeah.
Canton is taking a little bit here. But Kraft got the treatment that Belichick got based on, not that Kraft ordered Spygate, or but he was he's the owner of the team. He got nailed with the fine and the loss of the first round draft pick. Mm-hmm. And so he got the same treatment. Bobby came on with us a week ago and asked, do you think that Tom Brady's going to get the same treatment? And when he asked, I said, I didn't think so. But this was before Kraft. Mm-hmm. I said, I didn't think so because I didn't think the voters were going to look at Deflategate the same way they looked at Spygate. I think a coach ordering, stealing a videotaping the other team's sidelines.
There's levels to it.
It's a little different than giving two henchmen some free gear and telling them to take the footballs into a closet and take a little air out. Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't like that either. I thought that's...
Everybody should be playing on the same field, level playing.
Yeah, and I didn't care whether Aaron Rodgers liked his footballs plump and the other guy liked them holding it like a Nerf. They plump when you cook. They plump when you cook them. And so... I feel like, and you guys threw football. We all did. The ball had less air in it. You were able to grip it better. You were able to throw it better. There's a fine line between having too little air for that thing to be able to spin it and spiral it well. But I always thought that 2027 was going to be the greatest class in history. Like, I feel like that with Roethlisberger and
Adrian Peterson, Rob Gronkowski.
Whew, yeah, that's
and what about Richard Sherman and in that group too?
That's a banger of a class.
And guess who else? Antonio Brown.
Okay, see, that's the one. That is going to
think
be a
this.
Very polarizing one because
Ben, Brady, Richard Sherman, Brown, Gronk, and Adrian.
And AB.
Yes.
AB is a, to me, no doubt Hall of Famer. His talent, his body of work. Especially since he stamped it at the end with that Super Bowl in Tampa. But based off of how they've treated other wide receivers in the past that have had a spicy, you know, personality, they're gonna make him...
Well, the off-field stuff.
Wait, they're going to make him wait. Yeah, for sure. That's what, like all that stuff, too. It's not been good, you know, his post-career. But if we're talking football and football only, that dude was different, man. 84 suiting up... For the black and gold was a special dude to watch. But that class is that I'm with you. That's all timer stuff right there.
That's why I always thought the 27. Like, I've been luckily enough, fortunate through my friends and the wonderful people at Sugardale and Chanel No. 5 and everybody that's connected. I've been able to go to those Gold Jacket dinners, and some you go to and some you don't.
Fire the gong.
Some you go to. 27. I'm at that dinner.
Actually, that's a double gong because he's saying I get to pick which ones I want to.
No,
some of you guys I don't even care about.
Yeah, well,
some of you guys aren't.
Some
good
of
enough.
You guys I'd rather play Firestone.
Yeah, here's your double gong.
Some of you guys I've had the rubber chicken and I'm going to go to Firestone.
So with these Gold Jacket dinners, are you like the new Hall of Famers where you're not allowed to speak?
Oh, where I wouldn't be allowed to speak at the dinner?
Isn't that what happens at the Gold Jacket dinners? Is that
you're not allowed...
Everyone who's been in the Hall of Fame is allowed to speak. Everyone who is getting inducted has to just sit and observe.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Well, they go through the gauntlet, though. It's a gauntlet.
Well, here we go.
They line up.
I mean, I'm using so many
folders
right now.
I'd say at the Gold Jacket dinner...
It's a gauntlet.
The new induction group class gets welcomed in, and it's the first time... They ever get to put the jacket on.
Okay. I'm sure that's a cool moment, but you're saying that they can't
talk? And all the Hall of Famers line up and create a gauntlet, and they walk through and they get high fives and...
Real quick, though, what's the part about they can't talk?
I never heard about the ziplock on the talking.
I heard that, but I thought that I've heard that before.
You know.
You mean they can't talk when and where?
Like at the dinner.
But everyone's sitting at their own tables.
I don't know. I've just heard that before. Oh, okay. And I'm just sharing it. May not even be true. That's okay.
All right. Well, that's worth an investigation. They can only eat. They can't talk.
I've heard somebody say it in an interview before. That, you know what? That's just my, that is my fallback for everything where it's like, where'd you hear that? I heard it in an interview before.
I think
I'm just repeating what I heard.
They could probably talk, but maybe they don't want them to have interactions with the other Hall of Famers.
Which would be stupid to me.
But I don't even know if this is accurate.
Yeah, you know, he's a big doom scroller. Maybe it's
back in 2 minutes. Z is with us before the game, and we'll talk about the Olympics and the heater they are on. Rothman and I.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You'd think that dog conversation wouldn't necessarily blend with hockey talk. And you'd be wrong.
You idiot!
Like a fine wine and dark chocolate. It's going down smooth. Rothman and Ice present Hockey and Hounds.
Sponsored by Telhio Credit Union. Helping hounds find a home and helping you finance yours. Get the best rate from Telhio's mortgage experts. Find out more at telhio.org.
Now joining the boys, the lead dog on the blue line, Zach Werenski.
All right, it's that time of the week. Hockey and Hounds brought to you by Telhio Credit Union, and we couldn't be talking to a better man. His world is spinning. How he's keeping it all together is anybody's guess, but we'll ask him. It's our guy, Zach Werenski, CBJ Blue Liner here on Hockey and Hounds. All right, my man, congratulations. You've got a baby on the way. You're playing for the hottest team in the NHL. You're going to be going to the Olympics, and I don't even know what to ask you because your head must be spinning, but somehow you're keeping it all together. Let's tackle the best thing first. Knowing you're having a baby boy and knowing that you find that out, give us your thoughts and emotions.
Yeah, it's been incredible. You know, it's something we talked about right after our wedding was trying for kids, and obviously you're not too sure how that's all going to work out, and it happened pretty quick for us. And yeah, it's been something that obviously we've thought a lot about since we found out the news. And, you know, it's just super, it's a blessing, right? And I feel very grateful for it. And yeah, it's been awesome. So time's flying by and it's coming quick here. But yeah, we're really excited for it.
How soon will your boy be on skates? How soon were you on skates?
I think I started skating when I was 3, so I would say somewhere around that time frame. I might get a little antsy and put them on a little bit earlier, but yeah, I would say 3 is probably the number I'm looking at.
What's going to be the process for figuring out a name for your son? How's that going to go? Is the wife going to have a whole bunch of say in that, or you know, the family? Who's getting involved with this, Z?
Yeah, no, she actually had a lot of names kind of in her notes through over the years for girls and boys, and I liked pretty much all of them. So we kind of just went through, and we already have a name picked out. So yeah, it was pretty easy. I know sometimes it's hard for people, but this first one was easy going for us.
When you think back to your youth hockey days, did you dream of the Olympics? Was that something in your mind when you were, I don't know, 11, 12, 13?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things where, you know, you'd always try and, you know, put yourself in those situations, whether it was in street hockey or on the ice, messing around on the outdoor rinks, you know, whether it was the Stanley Cup or, you know, you're trying to be, you know, Wayne Gretzky or Pavel Datsyuk or whoever. And then I always remember playing a video game NHL, and I'd always go to the international teams and I'd be Team USA. And so, yeah, like, I don't know exactly if I can say I always thought that it would happen or I thought about it too often, but there was definitely moments throughout my career growing up that I always wanted to be an Olympian and play for Team USA at the Olympics, and it's finally here. You know, I have one more game tonight, and then, yeah, off to Milan. So it's super exciting, and just grateful for the opportunity.
All right, I'm going to date myself. Was that Sega? What were you playing as a kid?
It would have been like, NHL 09 or
okay. NHL 10. Oh, wait, okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe,
what console were you using, Z? PlayStation 2, Xbox?
PlayStation 2, and okay. Then moved over to Xbox. My parents actually have an old Nintendo with just ice hockey on it. So we would play that quite a bit, actually, where you just get to pick if it's a skinny guy, a medium guy, or a big guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have ever played that one. But that's like the OG hockey game, which is a lot of fun. So, yeah, I've always been playing hockey video games since I can remember.
Yeah, so I definitely did date myself. So Sega was, I thought, the best hockey, honestly. And have you ever seen the movie Swingers?
I can't say I have, no.
All right, so you need to look up. You'll have a long flight. You'll need to look up Swingers and the scene when Vince Vaughn is playing Sega hockey with his boys and he's trying to make little Wayne Gretzky's head bleed. They added like blood into the game somehow. It's probably one of the most classic scenes ever. And I'll make sure I get that to you. This is it's very cool. So are you on a charter with the rest of the Olympians or how do you get over there?
Yeah, so originally there's charters for all the NHL guys going over on Saturday, I believe. I actually changed my plans. Me and my wife are going over tomorrow morning. There's three other guys on the team that are going over commercially just so we can make the opening ceremonies. It's something that I really wanted to do with the NHL schedule. There's some games tomorrow night, so the charters couldn't leave on time for the ceremonies, but they give us the option if we wanted to go ourselves that we could do that. And, you know, I felt like it was once in a lifetime to go see the ceremony. So I'm going over tomorrow morning with my wife and a few other guys on the team. But yeah, the Chargers leave on Saturday.
Yeah, that's cool. That should be an awesome experience. You know, one thing I thought that was cool when we had the Olympics not too long ago was, you know, certain guys from different sports popping up and supporting, you know, whether it was ping pong or swimming or whatever it was. Is any of that on your agenda? Do you want to bounce around and maybe go watch a few other events when you're not doing your hockey thing?
Yeah, I'd love to. It's definitely on my mind. I've thought about it a lot. I'm really not sure how that all works. Once I get there, I'm sure those questions will be answered. But yeah, I'd love to go see some different events. It's obviously something I've never seen before. And, you know, for a lot of these people, you know, myself included, I guess, but for hockey, it's a little bit different, right? Like you play games all season long. You have the playoffs coming up and all that stuff. So your mindset's a little bit different where I feel like for these other athletes, the Olympics every 4 years, it's all they think about. And I would just love to be in the building to just see these athletes compete and feel the vibe, the energy. And I'm definitely hoping I can go see as many events as I can.
If you had to, you know, maybe power rank a couple of those for us right now, what do you want to go see?
Well, it's tough because for this Olympics, all like the snow events are in Cortina and it's pretty far from Milan. So I don't know if we can get to like the snowboarding or the skiing, unfortunately. But yeah, I want to try and see the speed skating. I'd like to see the figure skating, the women's hockey. Just kind of bounce around and see all the on-ice sports. And I heard it's pretty easy to access. So yeah, I'll see when I get there what the schedule looks, you know, what looks like I can make and just figure it out from there.
Got a lot of teammates from Michigan. You got your boy Lark on the squad. You guys are right there with Canada. Give us your feeling. I know they've got depth out the you-know-what, but you guys got a lot of speed and great goaltending. And give us your handicap a little bit about how much you like your chances to take gold.
Yeah, I like our chances a lot. I think we have a really good team. I think we showed it at the Four Nations last year. And this tournament's a little bit different. Like, we're not guaranteed to play Canada. We don't know who we're going to play. We know our first three games. Then after that, it's, well, I guess we'll find out. But I like the way we're built. I like our team chemistry. I feel like we're a really close group. And like I said, we showed it last year at the Four Nations that we can play with anyone and beat anyone. And I feel like it gave our group a lot of confidence. So I like our chances of winning. And I was just going out there and doing it.
You know, you use the word confidence. I'm sure that's what you and the Jackets are feeling right now, Z, because this run has been absolutely fun to watch. When you look at all the green dubs that you guys are stacking up right now, is there a game or just something specific that you guys are doing right now that you're really proud of?
I just think the buy-in from everyone. I think the collective buy-in from the group defensively. You know, we're winning based on defense first. We're not trying to outscore teams. I think, you know, when you take care of your own zone, you take care of your blue line, and you create turnovers, eventually your skills are going to take over and you're going to score some goals. I think that showed last night in our game. It was kind of a boring game. We didn't have much going, but we stayed patient, and we just stayed patient pretty much this whole streak here. I mean, we're not exposing ourselves. We're not giving up too much. And when we do, our goalies have been great. But yeah, everyone's really bought into what Bones has been saying here, and it's been a ton of fun these last couple of weeks.
Outstanding, yeah. It's so cool to see you guys get on this heater, and I know it's too hypothetical to think about what the break and how that'll impact, but you got bigger things to worry about. And the important thing is, like you said, you guys got in the conversation. You're right there. I think you're four back now, the Islanders, and 4 points back. You got the Hawks tonight. So hopefully you'll continue that and go into a Olympic break, and your mind will be all freed up on how good your NHL team is doing and how much you're looking forward to gold at the Olympics, perhaps. I'll give you one to go on the road with, and this is Almost Home Dog Rescue of Ohio. So I've not brought up Almost Home Dog Rescue of Ohio and Cheryl and her team and what they do. They focus on a lot of collie breeds, and so this is a Sheltie, and Shelties are awesome. They're smart, they're loyal, they want to please, and Lacey is 7 years young, and she is sure to melt anybody's heart. She's got that beautiful tricolor Sheltie that people know about, and loves to be loved. Her foster mom says she can be picked up easily. She's happily kind of cuddles and soaks up those long stretches of pets by her owner. In fact, kind of being next to her owner is her favorite part. So we're looking for a long-term owner for her. She's got a foster right now, but anybody that's been looking for a Sheltie or a dog like this, I think you'll be more than happy. And so what I want people to do is go to almosthomeohio.org. And they can apply or get in touch with me, and I'll connect them with the rescue. But Lacey is at Almost Home Dog Rescue of Ohio, and they do some wonderful work. And if you're not interested in adopting her and you want to help, they do accept sponsors. So they understand if it's not the right time, but you could consider sponsoring any one of their dogs through their sponsorship program. And you can learn more about that and how to donate and other ways to donate by going to Almost Home of almosthomeohio.org and look into Sheltie, Lacey, and everything they do. So we'll leave you on that one, Zach, and we hope you have a great time. If you need any extra babysitters for Bo, I know some people. So Bo's not going with you, is he?
No, he's not going with us. We wish he was. It's actually his birthday today. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, we've been spoiling him today before we leave. But no, that sounds great. I appreciate everything, guys, and hopefully next time I talk to you, it's after a gold medal.
Would be great. From your mouth to the hockey god's ears, my man. Be well. Safe travel. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
You got it. That is Zach Werenski, CBJ Blue Liner, here with us on Hockey and Hounds, brought to you by our friends at Telhio Credit Union. Experience member-driven banking only at Telhio, proudly serving Ohio for more than 90 years. We will come back with Tell the Truth, Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Wake up with the Fan. Eat lunch with the Fan. Go to bed with the Fan. Dream about the Fan. Then change your sheets. Gross.
Ew, you guys are gross, but stick around in case I don't find anyone else.
The Fan.
The big game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Nation.
The Jackets are back in Nationwide for a battle with the Blackhawks. Live fan coverage starts Wednesday night at 6:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by
Ohio Heating and Bryant.
Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable.
The Fan.
Tell the truth. Destination.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.